If you want to be a wise guy, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be a strong man, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be an Indian chief, cowboy, you can do it anywhere. You can't do it anymore.
A power goat. I am the man who tells you what to do. The boss. Bah. Listen to this, Jack. Got myself a little bit of a brew here. You hear this? You see it? You see that? Huh?
Drinking the hard stuff.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
I'm
drinking it.
A couple weeks and you're hitting the booze. I actually am going to have a live taste test here on the A live taste test, all right, Intro?
Well, I just had myself a live taste test. Frosty root beer is good stuff.
I've got in my hand a can of crayons.
Crayons?
Yeah, it's a sports drink made by crayons.
The company that makes little sticks that you can color with?
Yes.
My God.
Each can's a different color, like a crayon. This one's red. Which is very great, because, like, if you had kids and, like, you teach them that crayons is an edible substance, you know, they'd probably start eating your crayons. So I don't know if this is carbonated or not. So I don't know if I should shake it or if I should just open it.
Does it, anywhere on the canister, does it say shake well?
That's a good question. All ingredients come from natural sources.
Well, that's a good one.
It's made by crayons.
Mm-hmm.
It contains no juice. Contains 0% juice. It's always a good sign when you're drinking something called punch. All right. But it does have electrolytes. And no high fructose corn syrup. All right.
They're all crazy about that. No high fructose corn syrup nowadays.
Well, real sugar is much better.
No, I want it back.
Here we go. What?
I don't understand the no high fructose corn syrup. What is it?
Well, corn syrup, that's, you know, it's made out of corn. You prefer, you want, if you're going to drink sugar, you want natural sugar.
No, okay.
You hear that?
Does it look like the runoff of, like, what's left over of the crayons?
Well, I can't see. It's a can, but it smells like fruit punch. It smells almost like Hawaiian punch. It's a sports high energy drink. Let's try this out here.
Anxiously awaiting. That sounded like a refreshing.
It tastes like if you took Hawaiian punch and added a bunch of water. Hmm. It's like, tastes like watered down Hawaiian punch.
Is that a good endorsement?
No. But it's not horrible. A lot of sports drinks will just taste like you're drinking like pure lemon juice. Mm. But it's okay. It's okay.
So who would figure?
Small can.
You think it's a thing that could grow on you after time? Like you might start to enjoy it better?
It's possible. But it's only 8 ounces. I normally drink a big jug of Gatorade during the show. So I don't think this will last me the whole show. This will probably last me till about 8:30.
Well, we can take a break whenever that time comes. Because,
uh-huh.
You know, you need the beverages. You need to keep our whistles wet.
I heard I'm making wet, ain't sure. Getting all those whistles wet out there.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We're here to talk about wrestling, because it's in your head, and I'm saying it right up front. I told you beforehand. I'm not putting up with any bullshit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you call in and you start talking about decorating your bedroom, oh, you're getting rid of your axe. Ah, you're out of here. Gone. You start calling in and you stick around and you're in the background and you're changing your shitty diapers, whatever the hell you do, you couple freaks. You're gone. Out. I'm not putting up with it. I'm not going to put up with it tonight, Incher. This is my comeback show and my last show because I will not be here next week because I'm going to the NWA Fan Fest.
Well, this is a big return and a departure at all at the same time.
Yes, yes.
Man.
But it's our annual event, though. It's the Fan Fest.
It is. And I'm not going to be attending this year, which I'm pretty bummed about because I always enjoy going down to the Fan Fest and go around and talk about the wrestlers and eat some hamburgers and I don't know. Just whatever we do at the Fan Fest. It's always a good time.
I think I'm going to pick out a legend this year and I'm going to challenge him to a battle.
Well, you're going to go for the oldest one, right?
I don't know yet. Like Mr. Wrestling 2? That guy probably hit me with a knee lift. I got a loose tooth. They'd probably knock right on my head.
Where is this loose tooth?
My wisdom tooth. And you know what?
Really?
I went to the dentist. It's been loose for honestly 15 years. And it's never given me any problems.
I don't think you would. You probably want Mr. Wrestling 2 to knock that out of your head. Could
it's
save
never
you some
me
doctor
problems.
Bills.
The dentist, he'll wiggle it, and he's like, you can pull this out yourself. And the last time, he's always told me this, and he actually told me, he's like, you should take a paper towel, you grip the tooth, you can pull it right out of your mouth. So the other week, I actually bit down on a little wrong, and it twisted, and it started to hurt the gum.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what, this dentist of mine who's... Well, I was going to say he's never steered me wrong, but he's not particularly good. He uses a Bic, but it doesn't matter. So I went and I got a paper towel and I put it around the wisdom tooth, and I started to yank. And you know what? That was not good advice, Mr. Dentist, because that hurt like hell, and it did not come out.
I was starting to think that's probably one of the laziest dentists ever, if he just didn't want to pull the damn thing himself. But, yeah, just... I don't know. Sounds like he's just not giving you very good advice. Mm-hmm. Man.
Like a possible.
Maybe he's like but the dude from the movie, right. Dr. Giggles.
Oh, I was thinking, Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, Little Shop
Whenever
of Horrors.
Whenever I go to a dentist, I always make a joke about, oh, I'm like, because they always say, like, you really handle pain well. Well, actually, only he says that. It's always weird. He's like, you're a great patient. You handle pain well. And then he's like, I think I could file this tooth down with no Novocaine. And it's like, well, you don't have to do that.
Please
just because
don't.
He's a weird dude. Weird man. He did that once. He filed my tooth down with no Novocaine because it hurt. And it was hitting the top tooth. He's like, well, it should be filed down. And then he just started doing it with no Novocaine. He's like, I think I can do this with no Novocaine.
I don't believe I've ever had a tooth fall down. I don't think I have, no.
had cavities, so, and they've drilled it and put, you know, fillings in, but never had anybody take a file to my teeth.
Look at this. Well,
what's that?
I'm going to give a round of applause to the Headyverse member of the week, and I'm saying it right now, it's the brand new Hall of Fame inductee, Norrin Rad. He's got an amazing picture up on his Facebook page. He's showing off all these buttons that he won on In Your Head, and they were sent out to him in a very timely manner. And he's got a nice autographed picture of Guys and Fries signed by Jackie Jones. And the man is helping to clean up the message board intro. So I say he is inducted into the In Your Head Fan Hall of Fame.
Hey, Norrin Rad, he's been around for a long time. He's always gone out of his way to help the show. It is well deserved.
I agree. Hall of Fame.
There you go. Right.
Now this is the countdown to the FanFest entry.
The final countdown.
Now, we were going to have a FanFest guest on tonight, but it did not work out. Unless they apparently just call into the show. But this is why someone has stopped booking guests, because it's a pain in the ass. But we'll skip all that. FanFest, August 1st through the 4th in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've been 7 years, and next year, 2014, is the final FanFest.
The final one.
Final one. Final one of all time.
No more.
No more. So if you don't make it this year, you've got to make it next year. Got to do it. But these are the attendees. These are the guests announced for FanFest weekend. We have Uncle Ivan Koloff, the Russian Bear. We have Les Thatcher, legendary trainer, and he had a great wrestling career before my day, but I know the man as a commentator and as a trainer. Mr. Wrestling 2, former In Your Head guest, the true legend in the wrestling business. Master of the Mr. Wrestling 2 knee lift. Jerry Briscoe of the famous Briscoe Brothers. First ever FanFest appearance, Tiger Conway Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Junior heavyweight champion. Also another junior heavyweight champion, Denny Brown. Someone we had dinner with, and that is J.J. Dillon, the man.
Heck yeah.
A man who has a little catchphrase intro, and that is Bob Caudle. One of the greatest voices ever in wrestling.
That was one of your best questions when you're like, and you came out there and you said your little catchphrase.
There was an incident
it's nothing like Pride of the Pilgrim. That's your little catchphrase.
It really isn't, though. I mean, let's face it.
I just would have liked it if Bob Caudle got snippety with you.
You just would have beat the shit out of me.
I thirst for your blood, Neil Jones.
This came up at a recent horror fest. I had the shit slapped out of me by one of the guests. I'm not even kidding. He just started basically just wanted to beat the shit out of me. But would this be a good line?
I like him already.
Well, he's from one of your favorite films, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. John Dugan just had enough of my asinine behavior and just started wailing away on me. But would that be a good video series if it was just a series of me getting the shit beat out of me from different celebrities, from different wrestlers? Like, here's me just getting my ass beat by Tully Blanchard.
It'd probably be Wacko Bob's favorite videos on the YouTube. Like, hell yes, Jack is getting beat up.
Again. Let's face it, it'd be your favorite too.
No. I love you, man.
We got the Anderson brothers, Lars and Oli.
Mm-hmm. You love me, John, too, though. I know that.
Oh, well, I'm going to love you later on tonight.
Well, whatever. If that's what you call it.
We got Johnny Powers. Mm-hmm. We got Tully Blanchard. Along with Magnum TA. You know what they have in common? They were in the greatest I Quit match in the history of wrestling. It was in a real cage, not a big blue bullshit. And it was epic, it was gritty, and had the greatest finish of any match I've ever seen. He's got the char and a chair. I give up. And he gives up. Amazing. Hmm.
I believe if I ever had a big blue cage convention, the lines around the block.
Bunch of fags. The Rock and Roll Express. The Midnight Express with James E. Cornette. The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez. He'll probably be chopping the hell out of some marks.
They deserve it sometimes.
They do deserve it. Barry Windham, along with his little brother, Kendall Windham.
Isn't he Moneybags now? Moneybags Windham?
Whoa.
I thought he had a bunch of money now.
I think that was like freaking counterfeit and he went to prison, didn't he? He's dead.
Whoops. Pretend I didn't just say that.
Mr. Olympia Ken Patera will be there, man.
Bring him a bag of Wendy's. Or, no, McDonald's, I'm sorry.
Bring him a big friggin' big boulder.
Smash your head with it. You tease him with the Big Mac. You're like, you can't have this Big Mac. He's just like, give me the fucking boulder. I'll smash you. Good.
We got Danny Miller, who I'm not really familiar with. This before my time, but I'm sure he's got a belt here, so he's a big time dude. We got Baron Von Raschke.
Hell yeah.
One of my favorites, Incher.
You know that guy that you just mentioned? If he's got the cauliflower ear, you gotta respect him. That's just all there is to it. You know he's a serious man's man. If he's got the cauliflower ear...
Baron Von Raschke. That's all they need to know. And he would talk in promos about the ultimate solution. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell yeah, this is a guy I can get behind. We also have the voice of Mid-Atlantic. We got Rich Landrum. The voice. Just the voice. Who was going to come on and battle Barbie Richards for the right to the term voice. The voice. And I think he must have won because Barbie fled the scene. We got King Kong Angelo Mosca. We got Rocky and Don, the Canodo brothers. Speaking of brothers, we got Bill and Randy, the Mulkey brothers. We got the Assassin. We've got Leilani Kai. We got Susan Green. Legends in the world of women's wrestling. We got Tommy Young, the flying referee. Maybe pretend he doesn't know who I am. We got Tommy Angel. We got Dr. Tom Pritchard from the Heavenly Bodies. We got Moondog Rex. We got Jerry Jarrett. We have referee Scrappy McGowan and Charlie Fulton. It's going to be a good time, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely sounds like it. I really am depressed that I can't go. But, you know, have to take care of things around the house.
I gotcha.
TCB. Taking care of business.
Gotta vacuum the rug.
Actually, I'm just broke.
Gotta make my bed.
Just broke. Broke. No time to go. Had to have major surgery.
It starts off Thursday with the kickoff party. Fun and games. And then we got the Mid-Atlantic Memories documentary reception by invitation only. And then we got the photo op inside the steel cage with Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard. The I Quit! Tully Blanchard, Magnum TA, Q&A. Jim Cornette Unplugged and Uncensored. Then Friday night, we got a photo ops. We got autograph things. We got a training camp exhibition matches. We've got all kinds of happenings.
Oh, yeah.
We got the Hall of Heroes, dinner, banquet, and award ceremony. We got the JCP documentary premiere. Then Saturday, we got some more exhibition matches, more autographs, even more autographs, live wrestling matches, and then Legends Karaoke with James Mitchell. Holy shit, that's going to be awesome.
Are you going to get in on that?
Hell yeah.
What song are you going to be singing?
Here comes the axe, and here comes the smasher. Oh, they're demolition, a walking disaster. Oh, pain and destruction, one of their middle names. No place to hide. The demos will get you. You gotta love that song, don't you?
Oh yeah, it is a good tune.
Now, we got worship service with Tully Blanchard, which I'll probably sleep through, but I'm sure it's great for all you religious folks out there. We've got the training camp exhibition matches, the Ric Flair Memorial, and more autographs. It's gonna be good times. Good times. And if you're not aware of the Hall of Heroes, it's almost like a Hall of Fame ceremony. People will be inducted into the Hall of Heroes, and you get to sit there, and you get to have a dinner with a legend. It's going to be an amazing night. Amazing night. All right, Richard. So if you don't have your tickets already, go to MidAtlanticLegends.com, NWALegends.com, get yourself a ticket. I'll be splitting a room with President Clinton. Both Incher and the Flea have bailed on me.
Bailed. Left him. Said, find your own roommate. You son of a bitch.
Chi-Town Matt's making the trip. Good times, good times.
I'll never meet that man.
Why?
No.
Pissed? Aiden?
No, I like the dude. He sent me some games. I just never will meet him, I guess. Was he at, like, he wasn't at the Days of the Dead, was he?
He was at Days of the Dead, Chicago.
Okay, yeah. See, I wasn't at that one.
Mm-hmm. Came and picked me up at the airport in a black Cadillac. This black caddy, and we went out for some deep dish pizza.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, Incher. So, this week, wrestling happened.
Wrestling did, in fact, happen. We have ourselves a new TNA World Heavyweight Championship holder in none other than Chris Sabin. He beat your man, Bully Ray. What do you think about this, Jackie Jones?
I think it is total bullshit. I think this is why I don't watch TNA. Who the hell cares about Chris Sabin?
Yeah, it seems like they brought him back and they just gave him the belt all of a sudden. I don't know if anybody was necessarily into him. I guess people kind of were, but...
No, for right or for wrong, for years people are like, we love AJ Styles. They're like, okay, we're gonna put the title on. Well, they love Samoa Joe. They love all these different guys, and they get behind them. Who has ever been behind Chris Sabin? I'm not saying people hate the guy, but who has ever been like, oh my God, why is it Chris Sabin the champion? Why is it Chris Sabin in main events? Anyone ever said this? I don't think Chris Sabin has said it. They probably went to him and he's like, okay.
Huh? You want me to what now?
I mean, he was like the Marty Jannetty of whatever the hell,
City machine guns. Or, yeah. Machine gun fire,
I mean,
or something.
I saw people were really, I was never a huge fan actually, but there were fans of Alec Trelli, like, this guy should be the man. Nothing. But no one's ever like, oh my god, Alex fucking Shelley.
What happened to Alex Shelley? Did he just get a normal job? Where's he at?
He went to Japan. I guess he's doing very well there.
Japan? My goodness.
Japanese. Oh.
I thought wrestling was dead in Japan.
Oh, Japanese. Oh. Well, let's face it.
Alex Shelley. It's all good. Me likey.
Well, let's put it in perspective. Now, it used to be the big Gaijin. Is that what they call them?
Gaijin.
Yeah, isn't that what they call the monsters in Pacific Rim 2?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie.
So anyway, they it used to be like Stan Hansen, mm-hmm. Abdul of the Butcher, Big Band fucking Vader. I mean, these are for Terry Funk. These are Bruiser fucking Brody. Now 2013, it's Alex Shelley. So you're right, it probably is dude.
Yeah. I stand corrected. It wasn't Chi-Town, Matt. It was Piper Fan. I'm an idiot. I apologize for that.
Shit.
But yeah, Alex Shelley, is he a heel or is he a face? What is he?
Hell, I don't watch that. I don't watch Japanese.
Well, we'll have to ask Tazo the Greek when he calls in. If he could tell us, he's probably just watching the women over there.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jack, I just want to tell you, did you miss the women's match, the ladder match between Taryn Terrell and Gail Kim?
Before we get to that, I was listening to some Dave Meltzer, and he was talking about, I guess Alex Shelley is doing well in Japan, all kidding aside. And a bunch of other guys, I guess, went over there as well. And it was a lot of, like, former TNA guys. It's like, it was that guy that was, like, the Mass Kato guy with Samoa Joe. And supposedly he's, like, this awesome, like, this, they said he's, like, honestly one of the best wrestlers in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what is wrong with TNA? They had this guy that's, like, the second coming of Muda, and they made him into a complete piece of shit. They just had him as this guy with a mask who followed around Samoa Joe.
Sounds about right. They had Samoa Joe, and they turned him into just this complete piece of shit.
Well,
Dixie Carter looks at you when you come through the door, and she's like, I got this character for you. I think you're going to be called the complete piece of shit. And that's what you'll be. The complete piece of shit. How does that sound? Chris Sabin as the World Heavyweight Champion. Felt kind of forced to me, but they kept feeding you bullshit throughout the entire program. Like, oh, he's worked for this so hard, and he deserves it, and all this stuff. And it's just like, I don't know. How about you just get somebody and have him face off with the champion, and you know, don't have all these packages for him. Just let the crowd make up their minds whether he's the man or not.
I kind of like the fact that they made it seem important.
Well, they do
but
that
the,
all the time.
The fact is, well, I think that you should
Austin
make
Austin didn't need that. Fun. He just did it on his own.
He still had packages and stuff. The vignettes and the video packages with Steve Austin enhanced Steve Austin, who was already over. It wasn't just that they were doing that in Austin. No one cared about him. People already cared about him. Then that kind of stuff added to it. It's all smoke and mirrors with Chris Sabin because no one cares about the guy. If he was over and you saw packages for him, you're like, oh, this is kind of cool, but he's not. No one cares about him. The Golgo 13 saying in the chat room, TNA has its niche, and it's fine. Does it, though? Who loves... Who really talks about TNA anymore? It used to. I mean, I used to see people were like freaking crazy about TNA, but does it have any buzz whatsoever anymore?
The women's matches do.
I guess.
They're actually pretty good, though.
Yeah, Taryn Terrell is she's good, I have to say.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's kind of sad that these wrestlers are getting shown up by girls, but that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. They just say, we already got their monies, brother. And they go out there, and they're just like, blah, blah, blah. It's have a fluky, stupid finish to the main event of the pay-per-view. And that's what it'll be. Every time. They can't ever, like, just let anybody win clean in TNA.
No, didn't even Chris Sabin, like, hit Bully Ray with, like, a hammer.
He hit him with a hammer.
I mean, he's like you're fighting a bully, and he's supposed to be the underdog baby face. He should win cleanly.
Just give it to him. Beat Bully Ray. 1, 2, 3.
If you're going to get behind the guy, fully get behind him, he beats Bully Ray.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. If that's your chosen guy, Chris Sabin, X Division, I say just obliterate it. Just get rid of it. No one cares. Is there any buzz whatsoever for the X Division anymore? Besides people who are living in the past when it was hot and want to relive that. I mean, at one time, people that really stood out for TNA was different. You didn't see that kind of matches in WWE. Because they had friggin' AJ at his, like, peak, Samoa Joe, Christopher, even Daniels. There was, like, guys that people really liked, they care about, they're having these awesome matches. Now it's, like, Kenny King and like, Sam Shaw and, like, no longer Suicide, and they tell you who Suicide is.
He's manic now.
Yes, and every match has to be a three-way, which makes every match just seem like really just unimportant, and just guys thrown in there to flip around, and they're not very good. They don't have the heat behind them. I think it's passe now. I think they should just get rid of it.
And when you win the belt, you can just turn it in for a shot at the real belt.
It's like a token. It's like you win, like, it's like the X Division titles, like, when you go and play, like skeet ball or something at the arcade, and you win those little tokens, and you go trade in, like, 50 of them and get, like a snickerdoodle. That's, like, what the X Division title is.
And there you go.
Get, like, an eraser. You know those prizes. You have to have, like, $5 million to get, like, a
and they're probably like worth $1 for all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to stick a bubble gum for only 1,000 tokens. You spent $50 on.
I remember we did win a Hungry Hungry Hippo one time. That was
really
awesome. Yeah.
The board game or like an actual hippo?
The board game.
And
yeah. Although we were like pretty close to our 20s. So it kind of takes away from the win, but
did you save those tokens up for like 10 years or
actually my buddy worked at the place. He stole them for us.
He stole them?
And he gave them
to us. I don't really consider that winning. I mean, he stole a Dung Ring Rippo's game.
Jack, hook or by crook, a win is a win.
Hey.
And the end result was still the same. We were playing some Hungry Hungry Hippos that night. Actually, my buddy, he was the one who did it, Cooter, and he was like, he saw this little kid kind of staring at us, getting the Hungry Hippos, and I was like, nah, dude, we're totally keeping that, because he almost wanted to give it to him. I was like, no way. That's our Hungry Hippos.
Hippos is the name of the game. That's a movie they should, that's a game they should, you know, they made Battleship the game into a movie, and Clue, why don't they make Hungry Hungry Hippos into a movie?
It'd be shocking if it was, like, the number one blockbuster. And they're like, man, Hungry Hungry Hippo's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good times.
Well, I'm all done with my crayons. It wasn't very satisfying.
Did not enjoy it?
It's not that I enjoyed it. It's a very small can. And it didn't really refresh me. So I'm going to give thumbs down to the crayons. I don't think I'll be getting that again. I'm sticking with the Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Powerade Zero is pretty good.
This is
you
why
know what?
I don't like trying anything new. I just stick with what I know. And I'm always satisfied. Although
yeah,
it does get monotonous
but then
sometimes.
Yeah, every meal for you is like a french fry and like a can of root beer.
I haven't had a french fry in a few months now, Jack. I haven't had one.
Like boiled chicken stick and like a root beer.
Yep. Pretty much. I'm like, man, make me some more of them boiled chicken sticks.
You and Lance Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Just missed some lettuce and no, with no dressing and boiled chicken.
Nah, I've been eating some good stuff recently. I got the old gallbladder out, and I've been having a little bit of, you know, craziness food.
Oh, yeah, what, like a cheeseburger?
No, I haven't had a cheeseburger yet. I did have, like, well, I did have a, you know, like a steak sandwich, so that's close to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there
freaking
you go.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Freaking crazy man over
getting
here.
Getting nuts here.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts.
I ate some raw tuna for the first time recently.
Isn't tuna, like, cooked in the can? Like, when you open it, that's like...
Not that kind of tuna. I don't eat that bullshit. Like, actual tuna. Like, an actual fish that's cut up.
Well, that's tuna, too, in the can.
Yeah, but I don't eat that. What the hell you think I am?
You can make, like, tuna salad. What's so unconceivable about that?
I don't eat that.
I mean, you could.
This is like mahi-mahi tuna.
What are you, a tuna snob? You can't eat tuna out of a can?
No.
What's the matter with you?
I wouldn't eat that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's not suitable for the internet icon.
Well, all right. God, didn't know you're so picky about your tuna. Tuna snob.
Can of tuna.
That's what Bruiser Brody ate. It's good enough for him. It's good enough for me.
Back in the day, Austin said he used to eat raw potatoes and cans of tuna.
That does not sound very appetizing. I mean, how hard is it to put a potato in the oven, you know?
Uh-huh. He said he's so poor that he had to eat them raw, but it's like, I'm sure you can find some way to cook it.
Put it in your radiator or something.
Yeah. You can put it out in the sun or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the manifold cooking.
I don't know. Could you even eat a raw potato? I mean, I guess you possibly could.
But it's not very appetizing, though. I've ate a slice, and I'm like, nah, it's not very good.
But you know what? Not only, I'll say Mickie James as a heel is cutting very good promos.
Yeah, pretty good. She had the whole bit on Impact last week where she started talking about a great moment that happened in women's wrestling and, you know, kind of building up that it was the ladder match. And then she showed a performance of her singing at some podunk bar somewhere. And I thought like, that's not really putting over her music very well.
No, it's basically making fun of it.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know if she realized that or not.
Hardcore country!
It's like, I'm supposed to get a heel reaction for showing my performance at a bar somewhere.
She's her music is really bad. I know, Spexon, he's just like in a constant like a fever of masturbation over her. Just like constantly, he's like just going down. Like, but I'm sure even him, like if he was just, you know, if he's just like stroking it, you know what I'm saying, to Mickie James, and then like hardcore country would come on, I kind of think it would take him out of the moment.
Yeah, you could probably get a few beers in him and he'd go, you know, that Mickie James music just ain't very good, guys. Like, oh my God, Spexon. You finally admit it.
Country. What was her other song that we used to play in the show? I probably have it somewhere.
It was like, I like the boys in the pick-em-up truck or something like that.
It's a bunch
they
of
say,
bullshit.
Hey, yeehaw, or something like that.
Yeah, it was bad times.
Wasn't very good, I have to say that, but,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
She didn't even come on the show anyway.
Well, didn't we make fun of it, like, most of
for
the time,
years.
Anyways?
Mm-hmm. For like 3 or 4 years.
You love doing that. It's like, we'll just talk so much shit about somebody, and then I'll just come to the show one day, and you'll be like, guess who's coming on today?
No. We made fun of her after she no-showed because they sent me the clip of the song to play.
Oh, okay.
And then when she no-showed, we didn't even make fun of it. We just played the song, and I think it did it itself. You could listen to that and come to your own conclusion.
So there you go. But Jack, I know you're a man who is well in touch with the wrestling world, and I want to know, what are your opinions of CM Punk Brock Lesnar's feud?
I think it's one of the best things on Raw. I thought this week the promo was excellent with CM Punk and Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really particularly enjoyed the week where they had Paul Heyman and CM Punk facing off. It was the week right after Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was last week, and then they brought out Brock Lesnar, and I was like, oh, that's pretty awesome.
He came out, and then you're like, this guy's going to beat the shit out of him.
Beat the fuck out of Jefferson Starship.
And when you see him there, it's like, it's just like, man, this guy's so much smaller than him. There's no, he has got no chance versus Lesnar. But then it's like, he's got such passion, he's got such heart, he's going to fight against all odds against the guy who did him wrong. And really, that's what wrestling is about. It's about two guys just wanting to, the one guy wants to beat the shit out of him basically for money, and he's the bad guy, and then the other guy, he wants to get revenge for what has happened to him. His friend betrayed him, and I just think that is a feud I can get behind. It's not some stupid bullshit about corny jokes and one-liners or bunch of nonsense. This is a feud that I want to see. Two guys that have legit hatred. You understand it. It's easy to put your head around, but yet the promos are really good and add to it. Every week it makes you want to see, I really want to see these guys just go at it. And that's what I want in my wrestling.
Mm-hmm. It's been good stuff. I've enjoyed it. I like the promos pretty much so far. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hope the match is good. I hope they pull something together that would be pretty good, not just Brock Lesnar selling his leg. God,
yeah,
that was lame.
That was really bad. But the I really think a Punk Lesnar match will be good. I think it'll really be Lesnar destroying Punk, and then Punk getting some hope spots, here and there, really fighting as the underdog. He can't go 1-1 with him like he did with Rock. That's about the only Punk matches that really come to mind that I thought didn't work well, was him and Rock just didn't have good chemistry, and they were doing too much where it was 1-1, kind of like they would trade shoulder tackles, and that was very unbelievable because Rock is so much bigger than him. He has to work as the smaller man, which I think he will versus Lesnar. He has already.
Mm-hmm.
For Lesnar to be an effective guy, he has to be the ass kicker. Anything else, it's just, I think when they do anything else, people have to know that's wrong. And it's just that their own ego, getting the better of them.
Most deaf. Then, Jackie Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We've had ourselves the build-up of Mark Henry. He is becoming a face once again. Mm. And he is taking on the Shield. What do you think about that?
Mm. Who is it? Mark Henry and the Shield. Yeah. I don't know. Mark Henry, I think he's doing his best stuff to date. But he's still Mark Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people are just are flabbergasted over the guy. They're like, he's the greatest thing that's ever lived. He's the total package. He's like Ric Flair, only better. He's
Have you really heard anybody say that?
Well, yeah, read our message. They're like, this is the greatest guy ever. He's better than Vader. He's better than Brody. He's better than friggin' Bam Bam Bigelow. He's the greatest big man of all time. And I mean, they're just going absolutely apeshit for Mark Henry. And I will say he's at the best he's ever been, but at the end of the day, he's still Mark Henry. And, that him and John Cena have probably had the best match they could possibly have. You know, they worked well together, and they told, you know, a story and blah, blah, blah. But it's still Mark Henry. I mean, at his best, he's can only beat so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not necessarily thrilled about seeing Mark Henry wrestle all the time, and I really thought he was on his way out, but I guess he was just that good of an actor that he could build up that much emotion and then just turn his back on John Cena, which was that was like one of the greatest Mark Henry moments ever. It's been one of the greatest moments in wrestling for, you know, good probably this year or so.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome, but yeah, when he gets in the ring and everything, it's, you know, it seems like he's putting forth an effort, which I do appreciate, but it's still just not real exciting for me.
And I love the Shield, but this seems like they're kind of cutting back on. They like they run away a lot, they lose a lot now. So not cool. They're not protecting them as well as they did, even though they have all these titles now.
Yeah, and you know you're talking about superstars that quite aren't living up to their potential. I think if you want to bring that topic up, there's one superstar who is definitely not living up to his potential. And that is Curtis Axel, Jack. Come on.
Curtis Axel.
Just
well,
admit
I think
it, Jack.
It's
just admit
the push is not.
Just
well, they had
admit
to,
it.
They really had to stick with the push, and they haven't.
Come on.
And
give
well,
it to
was
the
guy, you guys a guy you had to protect.
Give it
had
to me,
keep
baby.
Pushing a certain way.
Come on.
And at this moment, I mean, he's not set the world afire, but
come
basically
on.
Everybody they've pushed, they just stop. Like
nah,
look at Fandango.
You're not talking your way out
Fandango.
Of this.
Fandango. Fandango's one of the hottest guys there for a while.
You're saying he was going to be
he
big.
He beat Jericho. He beat everybody. Now he's just he's like a job guy.
He's not big. He's nobody.
It's only been a few weeks, so we have to keep giving us some time.
All right. I'll let you off the hook for a few more weeks. But you're going to say it.
But look at I was really thinking about this thing with Fandango. Now, if you know, you could go back and watch WrestleManias, and you can see like where guys started and they built, like the double turn with Austin and Bret Hart, and how they went from there. And you could watch other matches, like, oh, this is like a cool big match between these two guys. And really, only certain guys even make it to WrestleMania now because they don't have a lot of matches on there. I think like you look back in like 5 or 6 years, and you look at that year of WrestleMania, and like Fandango beats Chris Jericho, or even further, say like 10 years, and people will remember Jericho because Jericho is he's a huge star, one of the biggest stars of this this last like era. So he'll survive the test of time. People remember that guy, and they'll look back. Oh, Jericho had this big match on WrestleMania, and he lost this guy Fandango, and you'll probably be like, who the hell is that? Like, he lasted probably like a year. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think he's going to be around very long.
I think Fandango has made more of a name for himself than Curtis Axel ever will. So, how do you think about that, Jack?
I don't think Fandango will be even around in a couple years.
Nah, he's
Axel
pretty
might
popular.
Not be either, but now?
They're doing the Fandango and all that. Crowd goes nuts for him.
He's just like a jobber now.
Yeah, but he's kind of like the Disco Inferno. And that Kurt Axel is a step down from that.
Nah, he's bigger on the card. Right now, Fandango's a job guy. He's like nothing.
All right, well, anyhow. RVD has made his return, Jack. We have not got your thoughts on this. He has had himself a good match with Chris Jericho. Edge, he gets on the, I think it was Edge, he started saying, that proves RVD can be a main eventer. How do you feel about it?
Well, anyone's going to have a good match with Jericho, but I will say RVD has, he actually is like caring. He's not just going out there and going through the motions.
Yeah, bro, actually caring.
how long that? You know, I thought his match with Wade Barrett was, you know, it was all right this Monday, but people were really hating it in our chat room. They were saying how slow he was.
Hey,
a lot of people hated. A lot of people in the Headyverse really didn't like his match with Jericho either. I thought it was good.
Oh, no, his match with Jericho was good. They can't take that away from him. I liked how he was just bashing in Wade Barrett's face. So. He was like a bloody mess by the end of that match.
So I'm thinking next week it's back to Jericho missing by like 10 feet on all his kicks.
The rare RPG. Yeah,
he's right now he's about this fire.
Knocked all his fucking teeth out.
I was really down on him from his last WWE run, his DNA run, but the guy has a lot of fire and the crowd's really behind him. So as of right now,
mm-hmm. He certainly does have a lot of fire behind him, but I don't know. It's just
I just don't see it. But he's hot, while he's caring, while the fans behind him, I would say just go full force with him, see what happens.
I don't know.
Like a little run at him as like a main event guy.
Yeah. Wade Barrett, though, just getting his face just demolished by RVD. It's just like, yep, there's vintage RVD right there. Just smashing Wade Barrett's face.
What the hell? I mean, I'll put it this way. If a few guys are going to get kicked in the face and their mouth is going to get bloodied, but you keep RVD over, why not? I don't think if Wade Barrett went out there and kicked people in the face and they were bloodied, it would make a bit of difference because no one cares about Wade Barrett. They should care about RVD, so why not go out there and kick some people in the face?
I don't think you'd be saying that if you're on the active roster. Like, you got RVD tonight.
It's not ballet. It ain't ballet. It's wrestling.
Mm-hmm. He smashed Christian's face as well. I don't know. That might have been just in the ladder match, but
yeah,
I was just wondering if it was
RVD
who smashed it.
Christian's just been having, like, it's like total apathy from the crowd when he comes out there, so he needs a kick in the face to, like, get the crowd to. I can kick him right in the gut. I can break a rib. Well, he's not breaking ribs.
Maybe that's why Vince brought RVD back. He was just like, I want you to go out there and bash this pretty boy in the face. Kind of like Fight Club. Just beating the hell out of everybody that Vince doesn't like. 6 a.m. It could be the case. But nonetheless, my friends.
Jump.
Yes.
Okay.
You've been cutting up.
John, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Hi, Amy. What is up?
Oh, I thought you meant me. Now, I'm sorry.
That's okay. He's been clamoring. He wanted to call in, and so I'm letting the man. He's got something to say. Song, man, what's on your mind?
My prediction is, like, I still can't get over the fact about this build-up for one of the biggest pay-per-views of the SummerSlam. Like, I pick Daniel Bryan to be my opponent for SummerSlam. Like, I did not appreciate that at all.
We didn't talk about that. I don't like that either. I think if you build up a match for any pay-per-view, especially SummerSlam, it's one of the top five ones, I want to see an actual feud. I don't want to see some guy in his baseball cap and T-shirt walking out there with his stupid grin and just say, oh, I'm picking this guy to fight. That's lame. That doesn't get me excited whatsoever. I want to see two guys who either they hate each other or they're vying for this title. It means something. Something like that. I want to see a real mm-hmm. feud. That's why the Punk Brock Lesnar thing's working.
Yeah.
And this is just a terrible build. Well, I mean, you built up Daniel Bryan so well, why couldn't he just win something and now he's going for the title?
Just lazy booking.
Yes. It doesn't make me excited.
I mean, the only time we see that, of course, is when you win the Royal Rumble. I'm going for the world title or WWE title, but of course that's not necessary because whoever wins SmackDown, it's just the world title. Only Chris Benoit did that before, only when he went to another brand. Like, you know, if it's a SmackDown guy, it's going to be the world title. If it's a Raw guy, it's going to be WWE title. So it's not necessary to choose who you're going to pick. So what was even necessary about this build? We know there's going to be no title change for Daniel Bryan. Like, I picked Daniel Bryan, but, you know, you're not going to beat me. And, of course, it's not going to be the main event because we all know it's going to be the third time Brock Lesnar will be headlining the main event at SummerSlam against CM Punk.
I don't know. I actually think probably Daniel Bryan Cena will be the main event. But, I mean, the Brock Lesnar-Punk match, that is a big match and it's built well. So, but for me, the title should always be the final match. There really should just be one title. I mean, I say this every week on the show, but there's no reason to have two titles. It doesn't make anything more important. It makes it all less important. It was cool when I was a kid. I would follow all the titles, and there was one world title. It was one champion. Then you had lesser champions, but there should just be one main champion.
Yeah.
Like, connect it again. Make it the Undisputed Championship belt again, when it was just the Undisputed Championship after both belts went away.
Yeah. I do like the Undisputed belt, but I don't know. I don't like the guy walking around with two belts and all that all the time, so maybe they should just have, like, just the WWE belt would be fine with me. WCW's dead. As much as I hate to say it, so just get rid of that belt. That's kind of how I feel about that. But I don't know. Oh man, the connections are not working well today. Let's see here if I can't get back into this conversation. Let's see. All right. Nilsy. Yeah, I'm here now.
Right.
Something's cutting out. Either it's me or it's you. I apologize, but yeah, what were you saying, Song Man?
I wasn't having any sound on for the show, but I heard on a thing from a radio show saying, like, from the main event, it was supposed to be a gauntlet match, and I think, I don't remember what they said. It wasn't even a gauntlet match. They just brought, like, Jack Swagger and Curtis Axel, and I think it was Ryback, the third one. Like, this wasn't necessarily the name of the match, was it? When they said, we're going to be naming it a what? And it was supposed to be a gauntlet match. So whoever gets beaten was going to come down the alley next. I mean, was that the point?
Yes.
Yes. Because I think they messed that up about what this match is going to be called for the main event, because it was supposed to be a gauntlet match. Like, if Brian beats Jack Swagger, the next one gets put in. Because that, and everyone said, like, Big Show did not even show up.
Where the Big Show? I don't know, dude. Does anyone... I saw a lot of people complaining that there was no Big Show, but... Who cares? Does anyone really want to see Big Show?
It's a sad day when people are complaining there is no Big Show.
Gotta be one of the most stale guys in the whole roster.
I'm good, I'm bad.
I just think he's similar to, like, Kane, if you think about it. Like, 2 months when he turns back to
two guys that don't need to be there. I mean, if they're there, yep, there's Big Show, there's Kane. If they're not, well, there's some other guys that are a lot more entertaining.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, when they turn face and heel, like, after 2 months or so, very fast, and then they kind of been brought back down. They try to build them up as another heel again.
Yeah, it's just too much. And now Mark Henry's starting to be like that. Just change every week.
Yeah. Change him up.
Like Lex Luger back in the day, he would change, like, every week.
Yeah.
Double the package. All right, Song Man. Do you have a song for us?
I do.
I will say this is a good call intro from Song Man, don't you think? He's stuck to wrestling, so let's give him a song.
Mm-hmm. Sing away.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. All right.
Excuse me?
My name is Anantra, and I need to go on the fifth floor to see Julianne Moore. Cause she's someone I adore. Cause she got rid of my canker sore when I got hit by the door from that sleazy whore.
Well, thank you for that. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Intra does get canker sores from sleazy whores.
It's called herpes. All right. Thank you, John. We'll
thank you for that, Jack. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well.
Anything else on Raw you want to talk about? Was tickling your fancy?
Nothing's grabbing me at the moment, so. If you want.
Daniel Bryan. I like him. I think he's got to lose the beard.
Yeah, I kind of see where you're saying that, you know, you don't like a feud where the guy just comes out and says, well, I'll pick this guy to be the guy that I'm going to take on at SummerSlam.
Yeah,
it's one of the biggest shows. Needs to be a big build-up for the match. Needs to feel like a big show, not just come out and pick somebody. I will say, though, I did like the way that John Cena kind of played off that he wasn't going to pick Daniel Bryan, despite that the crowd was just yelling for him. You know, I kind of thought he did a good job of acting like he wasn't going to pick him. I thought that was
a guy going for the belt should work his way to the belt, not the champion just picks him. It's like he's not earning this. He's not like working his way up to the. He's just the champ's just like, oh, I want to fight this guy. That's lame. It's lame.
Yeah.
Especially Daniel Bryan. I mean, it's so easy. Just this guy builds his way up from hard work and winning and beating people, and now he's got a title shot. Why can't you just do that? It's easy. People can understand that. People. It's like the Super Bowl. If like the Giants were in it, and they're like, well, instead of, you know, doing the playoffs and we find out who you face, well, you just pick who you want to fight, who you want to play here in the Super Bowl. Like, oh, we're going to pick the Cowboys. It'll be lame. No one wants to see that. You want to see build up to the top two people, the top two in their sport, and then they fight for the championship. Why is that so hard to understand?
Beats me, my man. Anyhow. Do you want to take any more phone calls, or did you just want to continue some discussion?
We got a Shiraz? Is that his name? Who's Shiraz?
Hiya.
Hello.
He's our connection in the UK.
I see. Were you hooking us up with the goods? You got me some bangers and mash?
No, just some fish and chips.
Fish and chips? Well, I get that all the time on the gate.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to hear talk about wrestling.
All right, wrestling.
And, you were talking about how John Cena was he was able to choose, like, his opponent.
Right.
And what happened was he was just burying all the other talents, and I didn't really like that. It was poor old Heath Slater's birthday. For example. What did you think about that? About how he buried the other talents?
It's always a good birthday present when the lead superstar calls out your name and the crowd just boos you unmercifully. It's just like, boo. But, you know, if he wasn't Heath Slater, he probably would have got a better pop. So, what can you do?
Heath Slater.
Yeah, that's sad.
And now they're also giving a big push to the primetime players, and that friggin' Titus O'Neil's out there, and like JBL's like, this guy's for future world champ. And he's just sucking up the drill. No one gives a shit. He's terrible. It's like, yep, he's big and he does have personality, but he's god awful.
I like the move where he kind of tossed Christian like a frisbee into the ring. It's like, what the hell is that? Never seen anybody do that before, and he's just like, it's like, it looks quite painful, too.
I don't know why so many people, like, I always see, like, Hall and Nash are always like, this guy's the man on Twitter and stuff. I don't know what they see in the guy. Something I'm not seeing.
They like
Shiraz, what do you think about Titus O'Neil?
You know what? I think that he's actually a better talent than Darren Young overall. I just don't think his wrestling skills are up to par as Darren Young or any of the other wrestling talents out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a big, jacked-up dude. You know,
yeah,
he's a bit
he's
like
good.
Stevie Ray.
Yeah, that's actually perfect. Stevie Ray. I mean, well, Stevie Ray, let's face it, he was shit. He was just an awful wrestler. I mean, I love Harlem Heat, and I liked him as a commentator, but as far as, like, singles go, I mean, Booker T had all the talent. Stevie Ray was bad.
Yeah, but does Darren Young have the talents of Booker T?
No, but does either guy have the talent of Booker T?
Stevie Ray was a big fan of Jack.
Stevie Ray.
He loved Jack. He's like, I think you guys are about to just go out to eat with each other. He was such a
this
fan
is a
of
true,
you.
This is a true story, Shiraz. The interview him, he just looked pissed off at me. And I'm like 5'5", 5'4". I'm a short dude, very, very pale. I had a scruffy beard at the time and long, scruffy hair.
You want to be tan, like you almost look like a black dude? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying so that's me, and then I'm standing next to this guy's like 6'5", I'll say, I don't know.
Get
and he's
Mark
like, Jack,
tan.
He's a black man, he's got a very neat beard and hair, and I just looked at him, and I was like, have you ever been interviewed by someone more opposite yourself? And he looked at me, and he said, nope. And I said, well, thank you for this interview. And then after the interview, then he did crack a smile, and he's like, thanks, dog. And so I think he kind of thought it was funny.
And there you go.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're a good guy. I like this guy. You talk about wrestling. You know your stuff. You're not talking about a bunch of bullshit. I like this guy.
Yeah, I'm from the UK, of course.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in the UK?
I'm London.
London.
Yeah.
That might be going next year, possibly.
Actually, to be honest, I'm British Pakistani.
Really?
Yeah, so when I got to Pakistan, you'll be surprised. There's actually a lot of Pakistani wrestling fans out there.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you remember Ring of King?
Oh, yeah.
The TNA promotion.
Mm, that was interesting.
There was, I had actual relatives that used to watch Rinka King from Pakistan.
I thought that was in India.
Yeah, I know, but Pakistan's just right next to India, and they had the
syndicated
channel
in as well.
There. I see.
Yeah. And they're a huge fan of John Cena, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
What did you guys think of, like, Daivari and when he was the guy?
Well, to be honest, they didn't really like Daivari much, but believe it or not, they were a huge fan of Great Khali.
I like that John Cena, he comes out, he doesn't have the skulls on the shirt.
Pretty much.
Great Khali. Now, do you guys have like a monument to the Great Khali?
No, not really. It's just like, we're rooting for Great Khali.
Do you like carve him in the mountains? That'd be cool. You should start that. Get a group of buddies together and start carving Great Khali in the mountains.
Mount Khali.
Yeah, do you have mountains in Pakistan?
Yes, we do. And in fact, we have like advertisements on our mountains.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
Just the usual. Politics, cricket. Wrestling.
Would you wouldn't get like your arm cut off or something if you just went and started like carving in the Great Khali, would you?
No,
I wouldn't get you in trouble.
No, not really. You don't think you get trouble by that?
Yeah. Maybe carve him in a tree. But I want you and Sir Dobbs, because I know he's also a Pakistani Englishman who listens to the show. And who was the other guy I used to call in? Sure, he had that real little voice.
No, Nikhil.
Nikhil is also a Pakistani Englishman. I want you three to get together. You guys can be like the in your head Pakistan, and go and carve Great Khali into a mountain.
Well, that would be interesting. I'm going to go back to Pakistan pretty soon.
Okay. And I'll send you guys in your head buttons if you do it.
That would be interesting.
All right, so go on about wrestling. I'm sorry for being a total idiot.
That's okay. It's just me.
When you hear Jackie Jones in Pakistan, so do you think that is the epitome of like the stupid, ugly American?
You know what? That was a good idea. I tried to actually listen to you guys back in Pakistan, but the internet is just so terrible there. You know, you can't even listen to it. That's how bad the internet is.
Yeah, that could explain why our Pakistan numbers are down, Jack.
You know what? My YouTube videos are huge in Saudi Arabia. I'm not making that up. I get a lot of views in Saudi Arabia. I don't know why.
You have to make your world tour and go over there.
Probably just kill me. I've always pictured that they just have me up in training camps. They're like, this is why we hate America. This freaking guy.
They're beheading you up. And everything else.
Yes. Alright, so...
Alright, sorry, do you know Seamus? He had that nasty bruise on his leg.
Yes!
Did you feel any sympathy for him? Because Del Rio was kicking the crap out of his leg.
I've seen a lot of pictures lately where, like, he had all these welts on his back after, like, a belt match or something, and then people are like, I don't really respect that. It's like, I know I was kind of going against what I was saying about RVD, but it's like wrestling is fake, okay? And the object is to do it without really hurting the other guy. So if he gets, like, the shit beat out of him for real, yet no one really believes it anyway... He's just dumb. That's how I see it.
To be honest, I wouldn't even get out of my bed.
But what do you think, Itch? Were you like
not
crying?
The one beating himself, though. Somebody else has puts that there, you know? Somebody else kicks him in the leg, you know?
The shit beat out of him. For real.
And maybe he's just unlucky. It's like, you can't help if somebody just full-on kicks you.
It's probably because he's a ginger and he's very pale, so the bruises really stand out. Like, I'm a pale man, and, I mean, no one could really hurt me, but that's the only way I could tell, like, if someone hits me, is, like someone will punch me and I won't feel it because I'm, like, friggin' man. But then, like, a couple days later, I'm like, oh, look, there's a bruise here. I must have got hit. So I think it's the same way with Seamus, because he's got that really pale skin, so whenever he gets hit, it's really going to showcase itself.
I hate that there's like a label for everything now. It's like he's a ginger.
What are you talking about?
You know?
He is.
Well, I hate that. It's just like, why can't he just be the pale guy with red hair?
It's like, because that's longer.
I know, but it's just like there's a word for everything now. It's like they used to be just somebody's name. Ginger. Ginger Marianne, you know?
So you're like an advocate of Newspeak? We should just destroy words.
Yeah, I'm like the Unabomber of words. I just hate that everything has to have a name now. And it's like, he's just a dude with pale skin and red hair.
Yeah, but if I said that, it takes up a lot more time than just saying he's a ginger. And
yeah,
you know what that means.
Like, that's a new thing somebody invented.
So instead of saying, like, wrestling, we should say it's guys in their underwear getting in the ring and rolling around.
Well, wrestling's been known as wrestling for a long, long time now. I mean,
one time it wasn't.
Yeah, one time, but that was a long time ago. Before my days. Well, yeah, I don't like going along with change. Change is bullshit. That's what I gotta say. I'm not weird. I'm just saying. It's like, why can't he just be the dude with pale skin and red hair? That's what
a ginger is.
I don't like that word. I don't like
just
the word,
so you know,
dude.
Are you a ginger? You get kind of red hair.
Yes. Sorry, I just want to say, even though I'm a British Pakistani, I've also got ginger hair.
See?
And I've also got pale skin.
You're not Pakistani.
I am Pakistani.
Yeah, this guy's a pretender to the room.
Honestly, I am a Pakistani.
So you're like, you look like Conan O'Brien, but you're from Pakistan.
It's hard for me to explain. My parents are brown, but like I'm born white. And it's like a genetic sort of thing.
So basically, your mom was like meeting the potato salesman.
He's probably like the adopted or something.
I think it's probably on the dad's side.
Maybe you're just adopted.
Yeah.
Nah. I got twin brother.
Is he a twin brother?
Yeah.
Maybe you both were adopted. They had to take you both. Your parents just haven't had the heart to tell you.
It's a relative sort of genetic.
Are you like ostracized in Pakistan?
Nah.
So they're cool with you being the being the ginger.
Fucking hate that
word.
So what do you think about the word ginger?
It's a name.
The thing about ginger is when someone calls you ginger, you do get a bit offended, but after a while you get used to it, so it's like, meh.
Well, see, for me that's another plus. I like to offend and like annoy people.
No, I want to offend.
Okay.
All right, Cheers. You are a very good caller. It's the first time I ever talked to you. How long have you been calling the show?
He called last week. To be honest,
yeah, to be honest, I've been actually listening to your radio like for 3 years, but I've never got to call you because I didn't know what time your show was on, and I was probably working when the show was on,
now you're unemployed. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm still working, but my shifts have changed to the nights.
And they looked at him and they said, guy with the red hair, you're on midnights now.
Do you find it's easier to call in and interact with the show when it's Incher and Prez or when it's Incher and this annoying guy?
I've sort of gotten used to it. I mean, last week I was quite nervous. Mm-hmm. But they were both, the president guy was pretty good as well. So I think you're all pretty good, guys.
You.
Yeah. Just before, I'm going to just say, like, one more thing.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Is anyone going to be watching that Divas House show?
Oh, fuck no.
No.
Good God, no. Oh, my God.
interested at all.
I was not interested beforehand whatsoever. Just but then that segment, oh, my Lord, was friggin' with The Miz and the interview. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
I couldn't agree anymore, but it's like, now that I think about it, there's one... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Sunday nights hasn't known entertainment until Total Divas came on the air.
God.
It's not like you don't have a million other shows that you could watch at that time. I mean, you got, like, The Killing, you got True Blood, you've got... You're going to have Boardwalk Empire soon. It's like, or you're going to have the pay-per-view. It's like, no, I'm going to watch Total Divas. Show's doomed to fail.
I really think any male fan out there, if your decision is to start watching and following Total Divas, I think you deserve someone just to come up to you and just beat the holy shit out of you.
Do I watch The Walking Dead or do I watch Total Divas?
Uh-huh. I think you deserve just, like, bullying and just, like, a pummeling and just someone to tell you to man the fuck up and don't watch this bullshit. That's what I think.
Is it Mad Men or Total Divas?
I think it's really stupid, but there is one thing that interests me in.
The
Tyson Kidd's wedding. No. Tyson Kidd's wedding.
I can't share your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what?
We haven't seen Tyson Kidd for ages.
Tyson, I'm not really dying to see him again.
So
like, when he wrestles, it's good, but it's not like, man, where the hell is Tyson Kidd? God damn, I can't get enough Tyson Kidd.
I want to see my Tyson Kidd now.
I like Tyson Kidd.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Tyson Kidd. All right, so what do you think? Why do you want to see this? Just so you can see Tyson Kidd again?
Just the wedding, pretty much.
So just think about this. Now, you're a fan of Tyson Kidd, the wrestler, right? You like to see him grapple and do his foot flies. Now, think about this in the realm of WWE, Inch Man, Shree Raz. Tyson Kidd. He goes out there and he's doing all his flippy doos. He has a stupid little haircut. He's like related to the Harts, all this stuff.
But he's off away TV. With the haircut.
What gets him back on TV? He's on back on TV because he happens to be marrying a divas, and they need some stuff to put on Total Divas. That's like a bad sign for your career.
It pretty much is, but I don't know. I'd like to see Tyson Kidd back.
Maybe it'll lead to him taking off and then back on WWE TV.
Yeah,
Jack,
so.
If a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Now, does that saying mean that the tree just does, like, it just, I'm falling down, I'm not freaking making a sound, no one's here to hear it? Or the sounds only are relevant if people are there to hear it? What does that question itself mean?
I think you're right.
I have no idea.
And that's what I'll say.
See?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I've just remembered one more final question, actually. A bit off change of subject, but it's about the Real Americans. They had that match against Bryan Danielson in that gauntlet. And I found it very funny that Jack Swagger only had like a 3-minute match against Bryan Danielson, while Antonio Cesaro had a tremendous match against Bryan
Danielson. That's because Cesaro is good. And Jack Swagger is Jack Swagger.
I totally agree.
And Jack Swagger just kind of sucks.
He fucking blows. He doesn't really blow. He's just kind of there, I think. Like, he's not bad, but he's alive, and like, he really has no interest. There's nothing really interesting about him.
I'm Jack Swagger, and you can see me on Total Diva. He'll be on Total
Divas.
Like, well, I'm sure, you know, he's not like Michael Jackson.
No, I could see him blowing some dude.
Oh, come on now. Don't attack him like that. Make fun of the man's voice.
2013. It's not an attack to say he likes the cock. I mean, it just means he's gay.
No, I don't think. I think he's all man. I've seen they had pictures of his girlfriend time, saying like how hot she was.
It's such a homophobe.
Oh yeah, I'm the one who has the total F of the week and all that.
Well, you just said that it would make him less of a man if you. I didn't say make him less of a man.
I didn't say it would make him less of a man. I said just don't tag him like that.
It wasn't an attack. He seems like a gay guy.
Well, I'm telling you, they've had pictures of his old lady online before.
Yeah, but Rock Hudson had women.
Yeah, but I don't think he's making the money like Rock Hudson was back in the days to cover it up that well.
Either way, though, he sucks.
And if he was, Davey Meltzer would tell you.
Even if he's not sucking penis, he just sucks. That's what I'm saying. Would you not agree with that?
I have to admit, he does suck. His behavior also sucks.
He's not so hot, yeah, that's for sure.
All right, She-Raz, you're a good caller. I like this kid. You know what, She-Raz? Earlier we just inducted Norrin Rad into Hall of Fame. You're not Hall of Fame material yet, but you are Rookie of the Year. What do you think about that?
Hooray! All right.
Thumbs up all the way.
I hope to hear from you again.
Cheers.
We'll
take her easy.
Bye-bye.
I like that kid.
He's a good kid.
He's got pizzazz. He's got spunk. He talks about wrestling. He talks more wrestling than we do.
That's quite the feat.
You know what? I have breaking news here.
Breakaway.
Percy Watson is still fired, but from WWE.
Damn. Oh, yeah. What was his catchphrase? It wasn't "get it together, baby." That was Coco Beware. What the hell was his? I think it was like, "oh, yeah."
It just all look alike, didn't you?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm trying to think of what his catchphrase was, and that was the first thing that came in my head.
Like, small characters, like, from back in the day, they could, like, come out today and people still recognize them. It's like Coco Beware. I mean, Coco Beware did a lot, but, I don't know, Sky Too Hot or Steve Blackman, he'd come out, you're like, "oh, that's Steve Blackman, I remember that guy." But, like, in 20 years, do you think you could do, like a reunion show, and you'd have, like, Percy Watson and, like,
Well, Percy Garrison Watson Kate, only had, dead, but, like, a few good weeks on television.
Uh-huh.
So.
Or even guys that have been on TV. Could you have, like, Ezekiel Jackson?
Nah, I don't think anybody's going to remember Big Zeke.
And, like, Rory McAllister.
I still feel bad for that dude. TNA just blast him all over their cameras. It's like he's there just to watch your product, and you're like, "look, it's Roy McAllister in the crowd," and then he gets fired. Hasn't wrestled since. Thanks, TNA. So,
TNA, that Dixie's like, "well, they're like, we're losing the buckets of money. We're just we're pouring money out."
Somebody's like, finally made her or brought her attention to that. It's just like, we are.
So like. So let's save money. So let's fire Sam Shaw and Joey Ryan and like all these like scrubs that are probably making like $100 a show.
Jesse Sorensen.
Like, yeah, they fired a friggin' Crip. They fired a guy who's like who became like he's like isn't he like paralyzed?
I'm not fully sure if he's, like, paralyzed all the way, or... I know he's in pretty bad shape. I just, I'm not really sure what the deal is with him.
And they fire the man!
Yep.
That is bad times.
WWE wouldn't even fire draws.
No!
That Dixie would be bad. Carter, she walks around like she's got a heart made of gold, but she's cold as ice.
Get a heart made of mold.
Mm-hmm.
But even expected. You know what? That's funny. Both of us, Incher, we've always been trashing Dixie. We've liked TNA times and all, but Dixie Carter's always been like public enemy here. Get that bitch off our TV, is what we used to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to be everyone in wrestling, like, "oh, she's great. She's hot like my sister. She's this great woman. She's a great business," but all this bullshit. But now since you're starting to fire people, it's different. You go on Twitter and they're like, "oh, the woman in their ivory tower, blah blah blah. She doesn't know anything about wrestling." Now that the ATM machine's not open and she ain't just paying everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's different. Now you're seeing what people really think of her.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, but if you I know X-Pac went off on her today on Twitter.
Fuck, man, this fucking Dixie Carter. She's such a fucking bitch, man. You know, it's like fuck, man. God, fucking bitch. She like hired me for a little bit, man. That fucking ass. I stayed in that fucking company.
He claims that when they announced that she was he was let go, he was released.
Fucking
that
fired me. Fuck.
He was never under contract, so they couldn't release him.
Can't fucking fire me. I'm not even under fucking contract.
Freaking Xbox.
Oh, good old Xbox. Missed that.
I like Xbox. Yeah.
Good interview.
It was. I like that dude. But yeah, so she's firing everybody. Now, if they need... Okay, let's say that they're losing money, man. They're losing money out the wazoo. There's like Ben over and springing flying out.
Been in business for years and nobody really likes your product.
And I heard that they pay like $600,000 like an episode now, or well, a TV taping. So like for two episodes, it's $600,000.
Man alive!
And no one goes to it. Before when they were taping the Impact Zone, like I guess it didn't cost that much. But anyway, so you got to make money. Now you got all these guys that are making like $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, supposedly Soares isn't paralyzed. Well, what the hell? It made a better story. But who cares?
He's paralyzed.
In our minds, he's paralyzed. Freaking quadriplegic, and they fire the man. Fucking bitch. So, anyway, they're losing all this money. They got people under contract for like $500,000.
He speaks by blinking his eyes.
And so, like, do they fight? Like, maybe, well, maybe if we let go of Sting, or Hulk Hogan, or Eric Bischoff, or whoever else, you know, that might help us out. No, let's fire guys that make, like, $25, or $50, or whatever the hell they make. That's never going to save them any money. They got to start firing people that make a fortune. And you know what? I bet if TNA would fire, and I'm not saying I hate all these guys. There are times I like Hulk Hogan and stuff. But if they would fire everybody that made big money, let's say they just fired Hulk Hogan, they fired Sting, even though I think Kurt Angle has done great business for TNA. He's been a huge hit. They fire him. They just fire everybody that makes
You're money. Going in our Hall of Fame, but guess what? You're fired.
and they just kept all their you know, their regular guys that you've seen 5,000 times. And they hired some other indie guys. I bet it would just do the same amount of viewers. The same amount of people buy the pay-per-views, and they wouldn't be spending all the money. They bring these guys in, they never make any difference. In fact, I think less people buy the pay-per-views than ever before. So, if you spend money and make less, wouldn't you think, well, we're making the same. We're making money without these guys. Let's get rid of them.
Just hire a bunch
of nobodies.
I don't know. Maybe the Spike executives like to see Sting and Hulk Hogan there. Who knows? But
showtime, folks!
I know Dixie Carter. She's totally in love with Sting. So
I'm not even saying get rid of them. Get rid of a couple of them anyway.
They got rid of Tara.
Oh, boy.
They got rid of Madison Rain.
Yeah, people know, but how much was she getting since you have to work on sunglasses, like stand in the mall to like make a living?
I think that was Miss Tessmacher.
No, I think she's probably just blowing guys and then like over at Hooters.
Allegedly.
I could go to that Hooters.
I'm going with you.
How much do you think it would cost to get like one of the knockouts to give you a BJ?
Let's see. Me or you?
You think it'd be different?
Oh, they gotta charge more for you. They'd be like, we're gonna charge him a lot.
Like, they're too big. It'd be like the episode of it'd be like in Full Metal Jacket. They'd be scared off.
Nah. They'd be like, look at this fine young specimen here. He is the hillbilly heartthrob. For you, it'll be no charge. And I'm like, thank you, ma'am.
Well, no wonder they can't make a living. They're just freaking giving away. Fucking dumb bitches, dumb whores.
Their pimp would be very pissed. They would get the shoe to the head that night.
Why don't they? I was going to mention this, but Clinton brought up find out NWA. I don't want to sully the name of the NWA Fan Fest. But do you think that would be a big seller if you did that at like a convention? Like hold a convention on the outskirts of Vegas because it's not legal in Vegas. But hold it like over by like the one of the whorehouses and bring in like divas, old and young, whoever will do it, and like just whore them out. Be like Missy Hyatt. Sonny, you'd probably do it. Maybe Lacey Von Erich.
Wasn't Sonny paying people to, like, getting people to pay to take a picture with her in bed?
Yes.
How much? I mean, I bet you would, do this.
How much money was that?
I'm serious. I'm going to look into this. I'm going to... Can you like rent the Bunny Ranch or something, or open up your own up there? Bring out I'm gonna bring out some wrestlers. I bet.
I don't know you if you'd have to rent room? The Bunny Ranch. You could probably just get any old house or something.
Yeah, this would be big. It's like they'll sign autographs too, but I mean, you know.
I just can't imagine the clientele that would be coming through.
But they'd have to have money. They'd have to be money.
I know, but it'd still be scary, dude. You know they would sell everything they own. Some crazy freaking person. Songman would be there singing the songs.
No, he's not interested in sex.
He
might say that, but I highly doubt it.
I don't know.
He said that he's banned people because they started the dirty sex talk. He just will not stand for that.
And well, didn't he just write a song about me having like a venereal disease?
Uh-huh.
So what sense does that make?
I don't know. I think this is what
gotta practice what you preach here, my son.
Making some big bucks. Big Daddy Jones will be taken care of.
You just you're like a living, breathing episode of Marriage with Children. You're like got these Al Bundy schemes. pretty much, but
I think it would work if it's legal.
Would it work? Oh, who would imagine whorehouses make money, especially
yeah,
ones with celebrities?
Yes, the celebrity whorehouse. Why not?
God, that's got to be the saddest show ever, the celebrity whorehouse. It's like, God, how have they fallen? Man.
Well, let's go to something more upbeat, although I think it's a good idea. Let's see here. We got the Jericho guy on here.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not a whole lot, Jericho guy. Are you sad that Jericho is not going to be in WWE for now? Until like a few months when Fozzy's tickets stop selling?
It's all good. We still got Daniel Bryan around.
Mm-hmm. Excited for that?
Oh, yeah. Bryan versus Cena. What do you think the outcome of that match will be?
I think they're going to give it to Bryan. I think they're going to have an upset happen. Because I think it just seems so obvious that Cena's going to win that they're going to surprise people with this.
Yeah, but it takes away some of the impact already that he picked them, and he won't like really be. He should have just went in there and just fought his way up and beat the fuck out of him and won.
Just kicked his teeth down his
throat. Yeah, that kicking your opponent thing, that wasn't... I didn't care too much for that myself.
Apparently, what was blowing up Twitter earlier was Ask Dixie.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. All those questions, and that was some funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
One was like, how big was Batista's dick, was one of them.
Yeah, well, that's a go-to on all that kayfabe commentary stuff. We had, let's see, is it true a lot of mid-card wrestlers in TNA are considered living in North Korea because they have better human rights?
One was, did you know Relic was killer spelled backwards?
Like if you watch the program, I think you would know that. They only mentioned it 50 billion fucking times.
Would you give Dennis Stamp a shot at TNA Gut Check?
That would be awesome. He comes bouncing in on the trampoline with his little weight.
How does it feel to be the laughing stock of an entire industry?
Why do you do this to yourself, Dixie? People don't like you.
There was one asking about the New Blood Rising pay-per-view because they're dying to see what the Millionaires Club has up next.
Man.
Or something was one up.
Ask Dixie.
Yeah, I don't think that was Dixie Carter's best moment to be taking questions from fans.
I'd be like, are you, in fact, hot like Tommy Dreamer's sister?
Why does Jeff Hardy camouflage himself when I can still see him?
Yeah. He's probably going to spend more of a time deleting the questions than answering them.
Let's see. Has Hulk Hogan ever watched his sex tape all the way through, or does he insist on watching himself slam Andre repeatedly? Any chance you do us a favor and release Sting so we can have Sting versus Taker at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I don't think she's looking to do that.
No.
She loves Sting. Puts him in the Hall of Fame and everything else.
Did you frame Roger Rabbit?
I think there was even a question about something about selling her product to Vince.
Could you imagine Vince McMahon answering a question like that? Did I frame Roger Rabbit?
Why did you hire everyone on the cover of Death of WCW to run your company?
Oh, man. She's just glutton for punishment.
How does it feel knowing that your knockouts had to have a second job at Hooters to make ends meet?
What was her answer? Does she answer any of those? Or just...
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Where is that?
Whatever happened to whatever happened to Claire Lynch?
I miss that girl. That was a pretty good AJ storyline. Banged a junkie. It's good stuff. Not really, but, you know. Better than his current storyline. He's like, I'm the guy in the hood. I'm brooding.
Did you know that you're giving trees that fall in the forest with no one around their run for money with your pay-per-views?
They're like channeling me there, didn't they?
When will you dig up Chris Benoit and finally get him to put your company out of its misery?
Oh, yeah, there was one about him in the Hall of Fame, too, TNA Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. How the hell did we get to the point where Scott Hall and Jake Roberts are healthier than your company?
Oh, man.
So is Bound for Glory going to be at the Superdome or Madison Square Garden this year?
Oh, God. These people are relentless. Jeez. I don't think I could have thought up any of those.
Do you think another reverse battle royal might make the company more credible?
That was a good one. Lance Hoyt was in that reverse battle royal.
Yes, he was. Hoytomania was running wild.
They were.
The Ask Dixie trending topic is 10 times more entertaining than Impact itself.
I'd say.
Yeah, no doubt about that one.
It's pretty good.
Can I put my nuts in your face like Austin Aries did Hemi?
Do you know how many guitars Jeff Jarrett is going to have to use to fix this?
Oh, man. Jeff.
That's one of them.
What's the deal with Double J? Why ain't he around?
Does it worry you that Michael Mano, which is Stevie Richards, made more money from a YouTube show than your wrestling company? Actually, I probably make more money on my YouTube than TNA does. Since they lose $600,000 a show.
$600,000 a show.
I have 60 cents and a 9-volt battery in my pocket. Is that enough to buy TNA? Is it true that Abyss doesn't have to act when he's playing a guy who can't wrestle?
I don't believe that one's true, but it was kind
of
funny.
This one's like really cold right here. How does it feel to be a worse promoter than ICP?
Well, you let me wrestle on your TV show. You wouldn't have to pay me, so I'd fit right in with everyone else in TNA. That's awesome. Want to thank TMC for bringing this to my attention.
That is an awesome thread right there. Alrighty, Jack. You think you might want to take a break, and we'll come back, take some more calls, talk some wrestling.
Alright, sounds like a plan, my man.
Alrighty, we shall return. 508-644-8503 is the number to dial, or you can Skype in, jacking off.
Do you think I have time to rub one out?
Possibly. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's R.D. Reynolds here, and if you want to keep on crapping, you keep it here, InYourHeadOnline.com.
All right, we're back here once again on In Your Head. We're taking your calls at 508-644-8503, or you can Skype in, Jack and Off, all one word. It's a classy show here, and I finished my crayons quite a while ago, and now I've got some Fruit 66 incher.
This is 66.
Apple berry sparkling fruit juice. Both of these I got at the closeout store for 30 cents each, so you know they're quality.
Let's see here. Are these refrigerated drinks?
Yes, yes. They've been in the refrigerator since I bought them. So it smells apple-y. Ooh. I actually like this one better than the other one. It's a little more flavor. So very tangy. I kind of dig this.
So Fruit 66. You're giving a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm, I like that. Fruit 66. Ah. So, Inchman, we're going to talk
you
about some wrestling.
You are what you drink.
So you're my seaman?
I've never been in the Navy.
In the Navy. Alright, let's see. We've got the Hall of Famer on the line. We got Norrin Red.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. Hibbida boop. Yeah, hibbida ha.
Oh man. It is a prestigious honor to be inducted into the In Your Head Hall of Fame.
It is indeed. It's a long time coming. The man has deserved an entry. He's cleaning up the message board. I like this guy. He's going places.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
He's got an old school Macho Man shirt. That is a trivia because that is this a true story entry. Unlike most things I say is just a bunch of bullshit I make up. But this one's a true story. Back in, I think it was 86 or 87, it was actually King of the Ring before they became pay-per-views. They were annual events here in New England. And the one I went to, it was won by a Macho Man, Randy Savage. I think it was 86, it was either 86 or 87. And he beat King Kong Bundy in the finals of the tournament. And that was my first house show I went to, live wrestling show I went to. And at that show, I bought my first wrestling T-shirt, and it was indeed the original Macho Man shirt, pink shirt with the sunglasses that Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney basically ripped off. He played homage to, but it's an awesome T-shirt, and I wore that all the time when I was a young lad.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people wore wrestling shirts back then, back in the 80s.
They're
hard
damn
to get.
Expensive too.
Yes, yes, and you really had to go to a show or like send out like pay the big bucks to get them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very, very happy to see that. Macho Man, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Me too.
So he's showing off his buttons and the prestigious Guys and Fries son.
Yep. I've already talked with my wife about putting that in a very prominent place in the home.
Nice.
Right above the mantle.
I was thinking right like on like the right above the bed.
Ooh.
I'll be getting thank you letters from Norrin's wife.
Yeah.
Really got him going. The intro, we're planning on a Guys and Fries calendar is coming out in 2014. Now, would you like to be part of this?
No, I don't know. I thought about a whole pictorial where, like, I'm kind of tortured by the fries. I'm like, kind of biting my lip whether I want to eat them or not.
Yeah.
And then I sneak like off to the bathroom and I get ketchup all over my face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's almost like reliving like the Fan Fest weekends for you.
Gosh, you always have...
That's more like mayonnaise.
What?
You always have just a terrible homosexual joke at any time.
Well, that didn't sound homoerotic to anybody but me. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're opening yourself up for that one, isn't you?
I think you should do one where...
I won't say anything to that, because I know you just got another one for me.
You should do one where you're just completely naked and your crotch is covered with cheese fries, and then Jack is just taking a bite of one of the fries.
No, could, I'm always the top.
That could burn you. Like the cheese it might was, be hot.
Now, Annabelle had an idea for to involve Dinty Moore beef stew, because there's a lot of potatoes in it. Where it would be like a bunch of us like in like a kiddie pool filled with beef stew. Would you want to get in on that one?
Are you sure that just wasn't your dream?
No, it's on video. But actually, John Dugan wants to pose with me. So John Dugan of Texas Chainsaw Massacre will be in the Guys and Fries calendar venture.
Excellent.
Along with Lawrence R. Harvey of Human Centipede.
It'd
be an amazing calendar. Human Centipede, too.
They get to the Inchers month, and they're like, who the hell is this guy?
No, you'd be the most famous.
There we go. Thank you. Inflate my ego.
Mm-hmm. All right. Norm, what is on your mind in the world of professional wrestling?
Well, I actually watched, I went back and watched the ladder match between, what the fuck's their name? Gail Kim and Aaron Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hadn't bothered to watch that Impact at all, but I went back and fast-forwarded to that match and watched it, and then I deleted it. And that was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty innovative, I think, just for a ladder match, really. You can't really say just a women's match. I mean, they came up with some pretty good moves in that ladder match. So I give them all the credit in the world. It's good stuff.
Yeah. It's just a really odd situation, though, where, like, the hottest thing you've got going right now is a women's feud,
mm-hmm.
and it's not even for the women's title.
Isn't it? It's kind of sad. It's just like, man, it's like, and the guys are just getting shown up by them. It's like, it's the most entertaining show, entertaining thing on the show. Yet, you know, you got Bully Ray and all these other people, and you just don't really care.
No. It was nice that Taz took the week off, though.
Yeah, he was off this week.
It's in his contract, you know, because it's that grueling two-time-a-month schedule.
Mm-hmm. It's rough on the guy.
Fat, lazy fuck. I can't believe he actually, like, thought he was going to leave there and go to WWE, go back.
Like,
why? Who? There's no reason for him to be in the WWE.
So
there's
he
no
thought...
reason for him to be in TNA.
He thought they were going to pick him back up, and then WWE just had none of it.
I think he was hoping. I think he was begging to go back.
Please.
And Triple H said that they don't need anybody from TNA.
I think Braden Walker made that pretty, you know, pretty apparent to him.
Yeah, that's just ego, though. I mean, I think there are a lot of good people in TNA that would do well in WWE.
Well, they did just take in
RVD,
so.
I think to act otherwise is kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. I just think a lot of guys that don't really do much in WWE, I mean TNA, would do a lot better in WWE. Like, I know they're starting to push Magnus, but I actually think that guy's very talented all around. Like, if you had, like, a good machine behind him, I think you could get a lot out of him. I think Gunner, I think you could get a lot more out of him.
I think Taz has only got worse in TNA, to be honest.
Oh, Taz is the shits. He's just the shits.
He's completely unbearable.
Mm-hmm. I think Robbie E is very talented. I think he could be. Like, I'm not saying he's a main event guy, but I think he could be like someone that people like enjoy.
I always liked Robbie E pretty well.
Yeah, I think he's a lot better than Zack Ryder.
Yeah,
I agree to that.
Robbie E's like classic mid-card heel, just awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's very, very good on the mic, and he's a guy like you said, a good mid-card heel, like IC champ kind of guy in WWE, and you never know, you could get lucky, maybe push him in a main event, maybe not like long-term, but he's a guy that you could see like going for the title, having a title match, so, but he's always good to have on the card. I don't know why he's not used more in TNA, to be honest.
I don't think they watch their own show, so I don't think they know who's doing good or not.
They're pretty much clueless, you know, I mean, of what the fans want and what's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand it at all.
No doubt. But WWE will do the same thing. I mean, well,
yeah.
they know act, but they still do what they want, which is frustrating.
Yeah, I don't understand that mentality either. It's just like, we know what you want, but you're just not going to get it, no matter how much you beg. But, you know, they're giving us Daniel Bryan versus John Cena, so it's kind of like they just throw it at us every now and then, and like, there, he can have it. It's like, but we're not going to bother to book a feud for this. You can just have it.
Yeah, it's a, I'm going to have a match with this guy feud.
Pretty much. They did try to build into something else, though, on Monday Night Raw, where John Cena was like, but, you know, I will be the better man in this, so. I guess they tried to, they kind of recognize that, and they're trying to get away from it, I guess, but I don't know. Damage has already been done.
Yeah, John Cena is like, he's already, like, basically El Dandy'd this one. Don't underestimate El Dandy. He's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You think they'll ever bring El? Do you think El Dandy will ever go into the Hall of Fame?
Oh man,
pretty sweet if he did.
In your head, Hall of Fame.
That'd be good. I've been wanting to do a Hall of Fame. People friggin' rivaling the other. You know, I don't know if you ever listen to Meltzer or read the Observer. I mean, that guy really takes that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to take it down. Start friggin' In Your Head Hall of Fame. Well, we got the Fan Hall of Fame. That's, like, more important. It's like people that actually are into our own thing. But if we started a wrestling one, do you think El Dandy would be a first-year Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't underestimate El Dandy.
You're friggin' Jimmy Jam here.
Yeah.
What happened to him? He was on the line.
He's
his dad
there.
Run him off. No, he's not.
Oh, he's not? No. Must have.
I think his dad was yelling at him.
That's kind of a weekly occurrence. Like, Jimmy Jam's just there. His dad yells. Jimmy Jam stays there normally. I'm surprised he got him off this time. He's just like, he must have really gave him a yelling. That or his diaper need a change.
Where's Juju be when you need her?
Oh, come on now. It's not right. She doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Good girl, good girl.
Oh, did you hear that Scott Hall moved out of the accountability crib?
Yeah, sure. What do you think this is going to continue? Because, like, Jake's supposedly falling off the wagon. Now Scott Hall's moving out with his son. You think he'll get some new recruits?
So is he leaving because something happened, or is he leaving because he graduated?
I think he thinks he graduated, yeah.
Yeah, he was wearing a mortar board, and he had a diploma.
Oh, I see. So DDP has rehabilitated Scott Hall. And Jake the Roberts is falling off the wagon.
Yeah.
When this happened, when did Jake Roberts fall off the wagon?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they even videotaped it. And like, that kind of stuff really like puts a bad taste in my mouth. It's like EDP is trying to be this all goody-goody. You know, I mean, he's doing all this stuff because he likes you. And then he's like taping Jake the Snake like drunk, walk around the house and like putting it out there. That was pretty shitty, I think.
And what was he saying about that? Like DDP yoga and just couldn't cure this guy or what?
I don't know.
I wouldn't. I mean, he should probably try to hide that, I guess. Because rehabilitating Jake Roberts is no easy feat. So it's like, if he did that, then that would really put over DDP Yoga.
I mean, it is just exercise at the end of the day. You can't really expect it to make someone not crave crack cocaine.
I don't know if you listen to what DDP has to say about it.
He says it's just going to change the whole world, brother. Bro. So, okay, let's get that sweet ass
in your face. I'm going to cure homosexuality. He goes that far.
So let's each pick somebody. Let's say they come to us and they say let's pick some new recruits here for the accountability crib. God, that sounds gay. But who's going in? What old wrestler do you think's all coked up or whatever their vice is needs some DDP yoga to change her life?
Sonny.
I was gonna say that one, but Nora took on Sonny. I'll have to think of somebody else now. Bill Alfonso. Seth Kissel's not really big enough.
Just comes in blowing the whistle. He's like, I'm in the accountability crib, daddy.
He's like, if you weren't like a big enough star, DDP would just like, no, bro. I ain't gonna make any money off you, bro.
I don't know. Get Steve Austin in there. He's always drinking.
What? Well, that would, like, ruin his career. It's like, instead of helping him, I've just ruined the man, because now he doesn't drink beer. Now he's drinking friggin',
I just think it'd be funny. I don't know. He's, like, really bad on the drugs.
Like, everyone who's ever wrestled?
Let's go with, El Dandy?
Oh, my God. What if he, that would be, like, huge if he brought in the Sheik and, like, he came out and had, like, another run in the WWE. He says he saved, people, like, veterans who, like, couldn't walk, and then they come out and they're running around and stuff. What if he's got Iron Sheik in there for a while, and Iron Sheik's doing, like,
let DDP lay his hands upon you. He's like, oh, my God, I can walk. Oh, my God, I can tap dance, too.
All right, that's a good one, Sheik. My pick is going to be draws. If DDP Yoga can change your world, let's see it, DDP.
I guess he already got to Jesse Sorensen, because he was crippled at the beginning of this show, and now he's not. He looked pretty good in pretty good shape on that picture they posted. I don't know. For some reason, I'm just drawing a blank here, and I can't really think of a really hard-off wrestler that needs rehabilitating. I don't know. How about
watch wrestling?
Paul Mahoney.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
like every ECW wrestler.
I think you guys are just taking the best ones. I'll go with Jamie Dundee.
Sandman would be good too.
Yeah.
I love that Sandman on. He's like on one of those kayfabe things. He's like, he's talking about somebody like wrestling all coked up or something. He's like, I didn't do that. I just did acid when I was wrestling.
I'm here wrestling the beast.
I just got drunk and I did it. Dropped acid. I never did any coke. It was pretty awesome. Did you hear that dude Jack, I guess, signed with WWE? It was like he signed a Legends contract?
No.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm actually proud of him. I could tell the last few times we had him on. Well, the last two times when we had him on as a guest and when he called in, he does talk much differently. And if you've watched like that newest ECW documentary, it's funny because he's like the one guy that makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like of all these guys, they've all kind of gone downhill, and the one guy who's used to be just totally out of his mind. Like, he's the guy who's, like, seems like the most intelligent and, like, down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You check. I like New Jack. I know a lot of people have problems with him, but he's always been good to us.
Yeah, he's always come.
He's never stabbed me.
Yeah, that's the plus.
I do find him entertaining.
Yeah, he's entertaining. If my name was across from him, though, on the card for the night, I would just leave. But...
Yes. I'm not saying I'd like to wrestle a man, but I do like to listen to him.
I think you're all right as long as you just sell everything that he does. So you'll be all right if you do that.
Or if,
don't
or
don't expect any. Don't do any offense at all. And don't be a broke down old
don't
man.
Don't ask him to blame you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another bad thing you can do with New Jack.
Oh, man. Oh, I know furniture is off topic, but I do have a mattress update.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks now. I've been sleeping on this new mattress.
Uh-huh.
It is amazing.
Excellent.
That's it.
Have you had like a night at all where you haven't slept, or has it always been just the best sleep you've ever had?
The first night I didn't actually sleep too much because I just had weird dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So, but since then it's been great. Yeah, no. Took 1 minute to get used to.
Weird dreams, like kind of being in a kiddie pool, and there's like was a bunch of tomatoes floating around, or what was that, Jack?
What was that?
There's like potatoes or tomatoes floating.
No, it's
like,
well, it's Dinty Moore beef stew, and so it'd be like me and you don't know Dinty Moore. You're talking about cans of tuna, and you don't know Dinty Moore beef stew.
I've never heard of that. What is it?
It's a can of beef stew, but it's got a lot of big hunks of potatoes. You don't know what beef stew is?
No, I mean, I've never heard of Dinty Moore. Is that the name brand?
Yeah, Dinty Moore.
I don't think they sell that around here.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
No, I don't think they do.
The dreams I had were a lot weirder. It was like, there was one where I'm like eating pizza with Tito Santana and we're at Earthquake's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we're at the table talking and eating pizza, and then Earthquake actually walks up to the table and he gets a slice of pizza, and he's talking with us for about 5 or 6 minutes. And then he's like, well, you got to get back in the box. And he goes back over to the coffin. That kind of
crazy
thing.
Dream.
Yeah. Hmm. Good mattress will do that.
Make you dream crazy things.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Have the next 2 days off. Yingling.
Yingling? My dad, every time he goes to like the O'Charlies, he always asks them if they have it, and they are always like, yeah, we think we have it. And then they come back, and then they're like, we don't have it. You ask them every time. I just don't have the heart to tell him they don't have it, Dad.
Poor baby.
Hmm.
Well, I'll go so you guys can get to the next couple callers.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. You're a good man, Norrin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and thank you for the Hall of Fame induction.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's all
I do want to. I want to give a shout out. Because it's his birthday tomorrow, and that is Luis Felipe Dulanto. So, happy birthday, Luis! Enter. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Luis.
Happy birthday to you. And many more. When you're 34 or something like that. It's good times. Good times. Jackie Jones.
Probably no one hears me except for people.
You're back there now. Yeah. I don't understand what the connection issues are here tonight, but...
You're a piece of shit. Hang up on me.
I'm not hanging up on you. It's just something's amiss. Apologize, but
don't go into the mist.
Bad.
Alright. Let's see here. Milktoast wants to know, are you the man or are you a fucking piece of shit, no good motherfucker?
I'll go with the man.
I'm the fucking man. John Dean wants to know, have you seen anything of Preston City Wrestling ever since our last chat, as it is huge now, it's blowing up?
No.
Nope.
Sorry.
Kai Reezy wants to know, has Songman raped anything yet? I bet he's like raped like the sofa.
Not that I know of. I think he's been fairly well behaved, even though he's saying that I hate women on Facebook and I have no love for anything. It was an interesting post, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Ah, let's see here.
I'm the loveless, like William Defoe.
Do you see, what if he like pasted your photo like on like a sofa or like something, and he just started going to town on it? And he did a video.
I think Songman would be banned. I would want no conversation with the Songman or any interaction at all for that.
With anyone?
No, with him at all. You know, I mean,
I see.
I don't know. Wouldn't you find that pretty disturbing?
I'd probably just laugh my ass off.
Nah, you've been freaked out by the Songman before. Admit
yeah,
it.
Which I kind of, that's what I like about him. He's the real deal.
Yeah, I do see the appeal there. It's like, he is not a pretender to the throne. He is.
No, he's not pretending to be fucking batshit crazy. He is a scary stalker in the rye. I like this guy. Let's see here. I asked a message in the chat room. I think people were posting stuff. I don't know. Let's see here. People want to know, stuff happened on wrestling? Yep.
Yeah, stuff happened. Best thing was when they had the Ask Dixie segment, and people just asked her horrible, horrible questions. That made her look like an idiot.
No, I asked the chat room, and not one person had a question.
Huh. Well, go figure. No more callers?
Let's see here. Nope. Steven, Simply Ravish, and Carol Tano, were you and Inch excited about the royal baby being born? Not in the least.
No, I woke up and my brother looked at me and he's like, there's a new baby. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, there's a new baby in the royal family. I was like, I don't care. I heard his name was George, so... cool.
Moving on up. Nah, I don't care about... Fuck babies. Vic Schiavone wants to know...
See, he said it, song man. He said it. Write that down in your crazy notebook.
Newborn porn! Great scene. Song man, go watch a Serbian film.
Are you sure about that?
I think it'll open up a whole new world for song man.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you just committed a crime telling him to watch that film somehow, indirectly.
Vic Schiavone. Has there ever been a TV show that has been less anticipated than Total Divas?
Oh, that's a good one. Jeez. Let's see. I guess like maybe Saturday Morning Slam or something. That's pretty. Anticipation for that isn't very high. But Total Divas, yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah, I couldn't care less about it, to be honest. Like that, and I'm using that term literally because people they use it wrong. They say I could care less, which is not the proper term because. If you say I could care less, that means it's physically possible to to care less about something, which means nothing, because then it could just mean anything. It means you could care a lot about it, so of course you could care less about it, or really could care not much about it, but you're still able to care less about it. So yeah, when people use the wrong term, I could care less, it means absolutely nothing. The actual term is I couldn't care less, because you're just, it is the just the lowest level of caring possible. That's physically impossible to have less care for anything else. So that is a very powerful statement. So everyone out there who uses the term incorrectly, you're wrong. The proper term is I couldn't care less. And I would say that about Total Divas. I just couldn't care less about a wrestling show than Total Divas.
Yeah.
That being said, Joe Bill Taylor wants to know, is it true that OIB isn't coming to FanFest this year because he heard more of the callers were going to be there?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. I actually, that's kind of one of the reasons I really feel bad about not going, because I would like to meet some of the new people who are going to show up, but
yes,
just, you know, just don't have the money, and I don't have the time off from work, so had to have a fairly big medical procedure. I had a surgery, and, you know, taking a toll on me, so just can't do it.
Gotcha.
I'd like
see,
to go, sucks. Like to meet some of the new people, like Tazo the Greek, and the Chi-Town, what was his name?
Matt.
Chi-Town Matt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be good times.
Bob, Steve.
Yep.
Chris Levin wants to know, do you think TNA will die soon?
Gosh.
I don't think so. I think they'll live forever.
Seems like they're going to keep going at it. Keep doing what they do. Don't seem like it now.
And Blair Rowling wants to know, have you thought about taking In Your Head on a world tour?
Where could we go?
Friggin' the world. We go to Pakistan, apparently.
Yeah, we could go there.
We could go to Kokomo, Indiana. We could go to Kokomo, Indiana.
Hey. You're in, like, echoes.
Hey.
Question here. Fan wants to know, do you think Daniel Bryan will beat John Cena at SummerSlam, only to have Orton cash in and immediately pin an exhausted and beaten down DB? That would suck.
It's very possible.
I think it would, because you build up Daniel Bryan so much, it would be good heel heat on Orton, but I think it would really diminish the impact and the long term power of Daniel Bryan to immediately have him lose.
Yeah, and if they, with that Sheamus deal where he lost 12 seconds at WrestleMania, and then you turn around and do this to him, then it'd really kill his steam of ever having a title again.
Gogo wants to know, should Tina hire Ric Flair back and let him cut promos every show?
Is he gone from WWE?
No, I don't think so. But he's begging for money now to pay off child support.
Well, doesn't WWE pay him?
Yes.
God, he must have to pay a whole lot then.
Either way, he should be on TV, I agree. He should be on TV.
Yeah, it's a waste to have him on the payroll and not have him on TV.
Woo! The fucking man, it's Ric Flair. I saw people on Facebook, they're like, he should grow up! He's a bit of a fuck you, he's Ric Flair, he shouldn't grow up. He should be the nature boy. He should just go around and just bang all around.
I don't know. I mean, he is he's begging to pay his child support or whatever the hell it was.
I don't like that. But no, he should never grow up. If he gets the if marks are dumb enough to do it, more power to him.
The person on the line sleeping, I think that you have to hang up on him.
Bob, wake up! Bobby boy! Bob!
Bob, you're a son of a bitch. Go sleep with that pig.
Shame.
Hello?
Hello!
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I don't know, man. I don't know who's sleeping on your fucking thing.
Oh, it's fucking Bob.
Freaking Bob.
Yeah.
He probably got drunk. You know.
Nothing against you, Shane, but Intra's got a long day in the morning, so we got to wrap it up here soon.
Alrighty.
So what's on your mind?
Nothing, man. I just think I think Randy Orton is going to cash it in right after Daniel Bryan wins it, just like you had, you know, somebody suggested would happen. I just hope Daniel Bryan beats him, you know. That would put him up even higher on the pedestal.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see Daniel Bryan beat him. I think that's what's going to happen. I think he's going to come out there and beat John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Beat
I was talking about afterwards, if Randy Orton catches it in, he beats mm-hmm. Randy Orton also on the same night.
That would be something. I don't know if Randy would want to do that, though. I think he would put his foot down on that one. They asked him to lose to Daniel Bryan. Just
yeah,
like,
know,
you know, right
ball.
After he just had a match with John Cena, I don't think you'd want to do the job for him then.
Yeah. Also, I heard Ultimate Warrior signed back with the WWE, apparently.
Yeah, I think they got a pre-order thing where he's the, if you pre-order WWE 14 or...
Legends.
Or WWE 2K or whatever the hell it's called. Is it called Legends?
Well, maybe it is like, yeah, it's like 14K, I think. 14K.
Yeah, something like that. And he's like the character that you get if you pre-order it.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so I don't know if that means he's going to do anything with the WWE, but I guess it doesn't hurt. And he also made some comments about how he's not going to fight with Vince McMahon anymore, stuff like that.
Yeah.
AKA, I need money.
He's like,
pretty much.
He's like limping in that video where he's walking around like beating people up in like an office.
Yeah,
he's limping pretty good. So I don't think he can make a comeback. No. He should just go out there and cut like they should put him with Zeb Coulter.
He would
go
be
out there
good.
And cut
Warrior.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Zeb and Warrior like lead the pack of like racist like that'd be awesome. You go out there to talk about fags not making the world work. And
there you go.
Zeb Coulter and the Warrior. What do you think, Inchman?
Hey, if it gets him on TV, I'm for it.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't wrestle, he fucking sucks.
Yeah, just imagine him now.
I know. He's never...
Mm-hmm. Had to have Hulk Hogan walk him through the entire match.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando Jordan in Italy.
Yeah, that match was something to behold.
Mm-hmm. You got Intra's rocks a rolling.
Did.
Yeah, he's tough though, man.
Would you like to see Orlando come back?
Favorites, but...
Really? I know a lot of people in our chat room love the guy. I always I really disliked him throughout my whole existence.
Hey, DDP needs to, you know, get China into that house. Get her out of the porn industry. And whatever else she's on.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Was that a good one?
Yeah.
It was a little late, but... Like,
yeah. Stop painting
yeah,
yourself.
I think the best one, like you guys said, though.
Mm-hmm. China's a good one, though. Her life's a mess.
Yeah, Iron Sheik would be hilarious, like you guys said. I don't think you would do it, but that would be a good one.
The, I was listening to some Meltzer, and he started, like, reviewing movies. And he's like, he was all about, like, Grown Ups 2. And I was like, man, I just feel like a total idiot listening to this shit.
That's got to be terrible, man. First one was horrible.
I don't think I've ever heard him talk about movies.
That's why.
Hmm.
Grown Ups too. That's probably something. You probably like that intro a bit.
Yes, I love it. I've never seen the first one, but whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
It is.
They got a good combination of actors, but they just, I don't know. It just doesn't work.
Alright, Shane. Well, thank you for calling in. You're a good man. I hope to hear from you soon.
Okay. Alright,
man. You guys have a good one. Alright. Bye, Andrew.
Take
care. We've got Miss Destiny on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Miss
hey,
Destiny.
Hey, Derek, what's up?
My wiener.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And what's up, Incher? The party's here, and I'm here to cheer on the two hottest things on Wednesday night.
Yes!
That's right.
Jack and Incher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Oh, good. I thought it was going to be the Tampa Late deal.
So how's it been, Jack? We all missed you here.
Thank you. I don't think so. I think a lot of people like it better when I'm not around, when I see on the Facebook.
Nah, I don't read the Facebook.
I watched the pay-per-view a couple weeks ago, and I give it about a C-minus. It could be a little better, but I am going to give Brad Maddox a chance to see what he can bring to the table in the GM hood.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think that this Total Diva show on the E! Network is going to really show the divas' true color.
We're not really too excited for it, but, you know, you can fill us in on it, Miss Destiny.
I'll try my best.
Jimmy Jam, mute yourself. We can hear you chewing. It's driving me insane.
Like play TV. Go on, Miss Destiny.
And I told everybody here on a couple weeks ago, and I told you off camera, Jack, that
right.
I have a new person in my life.
Yep.
I hope to convert him
to be awesome.
A member of the Headyverse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
His name is Marquis.
The Marquis de Sade.
I believe you say it Marquis.
Marquis.
Yeah, it's a Marquis.
Marquis.
Yeah.
Until you convert him to love one-inch biceps and Jack, we will not speak of this man until he is a huge fan of In Your Head.
Because I wouldn't want to date somebody that Jack and Incher doesn't approve.
That's right. You got to take them home, meet the daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Your two dads.
They're not the daddies. The daddy and the uncle.
All right.
Uncle Incher.
Uncle Incher.
Uncle Incher.
Daddy. Who's your daddy, Miss D?
I make Jack scream
uncle,
life? That's for sure.
All right, I'll do this just once, just for Jack. You're my daddy-o.
Like that, Incher?
Sure, whatever.
Incher's always saying that, too. Yeah, you're my daddy.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, what the heck, one more, just once for Incher. I could be Incher's bitch, too.
I don't know how Marquis's going to feel about this.
Just kidding, I got a sense of humor, Jack, even if it is a little AJ Lee-ish twisted.
There you go.
And I gotta at least say this.
Alright.
I was brought up Christian, but yet I like heavy metal.
We don't like heavy metal. We don't like rock and roll. All we listen to is Barry Manilow. We're all American boys. American boys.
No, that makes me want
to
like a wrestler.
I like heavy metal.
You ever heard that song that Ozzy sings? He's telling people to shoot
Crazy
themselves.
Train? Crazy Train?
That one, too.
That one's good.
Crazy Train!
Okay. But, in Orlando, near my home city of Tampa, they opened the Performance Center, and I haven't been there yet, but I'm hoping that I get to at least go there sometime.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and...
Sounds like
fun. And I kind of like this feud between Vince and Triple H, and I hope it kind of comes to fruition that there will be a match between Hunter and Vince at WrestleMania in New Orleans. And Triple H takes over.
Mm-hmm. It just might happen. You never know.
That's what's talking about.
I hope and Daddy Jack.
Yes, baby.
What are the odds of my home city of Tampa hosting the big one?
My penis? No,
WrestleMania.
TV1.
I would say it's probably about 62%.
62%? Because I have a concept for WrestleMania in Tampa.
Oh, yeah?
Indoor for some matches, and like the main events, the heavyweight title belts.
They do it out in the parking lot.
Outside at Raymond James Stadium.
Anything about that answer?
You know, I mean, I think the best thing for a show is to take the, you know, entire audience and move them outdoors and have them watch a show out there. It'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to do it with Orlando or Miami, and it almost got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, Tampa will always keep you wanting to stay in your seats and begging for more. Because Swax will disagree with me when I say it, but I honestly think in my heart of hearts, if it was down in just Tampa and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it.
All right. Speaking of him, we got Swax on the line.
Swaxer. He is the master of Swaxonomics.
Yep. I swax that ass.
Have you ever...
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to teach Marquis how to swax Miss D's ass?
Ew. That's all I have to say about that.
Keep your fingers crossed, Swax, and you won't get cooties.
Yeah, I'll probably get cooties with that.
That's a word from the wise.
Yep.
So, I thought it worked with me up until it's on the Songman song.
I want to talk
something
about
worse than cooties.
I want to talk about Boxman's favorite new show that's coming up. That's the Total Divas show.
Uh-huh.
Because Boxman, he's going to watch every little behind-the-scenes episode. And
Total fucking Divas. Do you think we're going to see full penetration on the Total Divas show?
Judging after Monday Night Raw, it's very possible.
Yep.
That'd be good.
But unfortunately, I won't be watching Boxman's favorite show, Total Divas, because I have more important shows to watch on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'm Ava Marie, and I'm
like
here
the
to get
channel.
Reactions. I'm going to slap
I watch three shows every Sunday night.
Really?
I watch True Blood on HBO.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I watch Devious Maids on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch Restaurant
Impossible.
You watch
Lifetime?
Yep.
That's very interesting.
I don't know. That's a cardinal sin here on the show. He watches Lifetime, Jack.
Hey.
Well, if you watch this show,
baggy.
There's all these hot chicks on air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rosalind
Still.
Sanchez.
Ask Dixie! Hashtag ask this Dixie. After firing a guy with cancer and another with a spine injury, what can you do for an encore?
She's got to feel like crap after all that. It's like, you think this might be the last Ask Dixie segment?
No, I hope it just keeps going and going.
She just loves it. She loves the punishment.
Alright, so total Divas, just going to be a bunch of bullshit, basically.
A lot of bullshit.
Run around and saying, I'm banging John Cena. Do you think this is going to help John Cena? Because everyone's going to know he's banging one of the Divas now.
I
don't
know.
Hurt him?
It might hurt him because, like, they'll see that, like, he's, you know, he's a taken man. Might some of the little ladies would stop screaming for him. Some of the little kids would be like, but the Bellas are bad girls. And they'll stop cheering for him. then it'll just have to become a heel, like we've always predicted. And it'll finally happen.
What if this show gets so big that WWE stops having wrestling and they just start doing things?
I guess we'll be talking nonstop, total nonstop action here on the show.
That'd be bad times.
Yeah, I think it would be just all these total Divas cast members all over Raw and SmackDown.
Kiss? Like the band? Lick it up!
Out of all the Kiss songs, that's the one you gotta go to. They have so many better songs, and you gotta lick it up.
I don't think any of them are particularly good, to be honest.
I don't know. Detroit Rock City, that's good stuff. Gods of Thunder.
Lick it up.
Good lord. Lick it up. God.
It's all offended over here.
Now, if they had a nice reality show that had Kelly Kelly on there, I would, like, not even watch True Blood because, you know, the woman of my dreams would be on television that night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You never know. She might get her own show one of these days.
You jerk off to True Blood?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're asking what?
Got hot chicks on it, too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, do you just... Do you only watch shows just to see hot chicks?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're like... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, do you just like... Start whipping it out every time you see a hot chick on TV.
There's this one show, The Brady Bunch. This Alice the Maid. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about it.
Maids.
She cooks pork chops and applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's a woman.
You're a sucker for pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I'll
get a pork chop for you.
Ha ha.
Get it?
No.
Also, Jack, mm-hmm. I need a MVP clearance badge for me.
MVP clearance badge. Can you get that done, Jackie?
I can do it all. I can do anything. I'm the fucking man.
And this badge will allow me to not have to say any passwords on your show.
The password is not my deal. I have no control over that.
Yeah, but with the MVP badge, I could use that to get on your show without saying any passwords.
Yeah, when I'm not here, Sal McGee does not let me have any say-so what happens. Yeah. You'd have to contact Sal McGee on Facebook.
It's all him.
Yep, I would have to contact Sal McGee, tell him I want my MVP badge, bitch.
And it's probably not. You know, when you want something, it's probably not the best to go, hey, bitch, I want this.
Although, I think you started our conversation today. You said, you ready, bitch?
You best said, biatch.
Oh, okay. I'm like that's the AJ different. Of the Divas division. I'm like the top person in the division of callers.
If so, I think we'll just stop taking callers.
Yeah, and me.
He seems excited about it.
Like an hour.
I think this might just be my last show if that's the case.
Yeah, it's been a good run.
Mm-hmm. I've had a fun time. But anyway, Swags, I want to thank you for calling
in. You could have me on the air for an hour.
We could indeed. We could indeed.
Oh,
let's hear. We got old Dreamer the Dram, a Hibber the High, a Dibber the Hibber the Hoo the Ha. Jimmy the Jam, what is on your mind?
What did you think of that gauntlet match that Daniel Bryan survived this week on Raw?
Incher, surviving the gauntlet. Mm-hmm. What the fuck did you think about it?
You started out, you had Jack Swagger in the ring with Daniel Bryan, and you thought, man, this is pretty good. Jack Swagger, He's a little out of his league here with Daniel Bryan, but it ain't too bad. Then he gets in the ring with freaking Antonio Cesaro, and you're like, this match is just awesome. They're going at it. They're really giving it all out there in the ring. This is main event quality right here. Then you had Ryback come out, and you're like, this ain't so hot. Nah, Ryback.
He's going to eat your homework.
He's going to eat your homework. It's bad stuff. And, you know, it wasn't so hot then, but it was overall pretty good gauntlet, I'd say. But, you know, definitely the middle match was the show stealer. Dolph Ziggler, he's just a goody-goody two-shoes now. I do not like him. What do you think, Jack?
Who?
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, he's just a fag. He's, like, running around like a dork and...
He's dumping AJ. I don't think it did him any good dumping AJ. He should have just kept her around.
Well, nah, I don't agree with that. I don't know.
I think it looks good, you know. He's got a hot chick with him.
I don't think so. I don't think his pairing with AJ was good at all.
You don't? I thought it went pretty good.
I think it kind of ruined his momentum.
No, I thought it kind of helped him, really.
I don't really think much of
it. Don't think much of him anymore or before?
I didn't think much of him once he started going with AJ, when they started doing the AJ stuff and Big E. And his championship run was just an epic, like, dud. And now I think he's just a schmuck. He's, like, a good guy, but he's, like, running away from people. And I've never been quite as big on him as a lot of people. I think he's good in the ring, but, like, I don't like his promos. I don't like his voice. And
there's not much he can do about that.
I think there is.
Get a new voice box.
Try to change. Yeah, we could try to talk like a little deeper. I don't know. Not talk quite like a little boy, like a prepubescent boy.
Hmm.
I don't know. Here's a good one. Ask Dixie. I think you should run a Chikara Pro style angle where TNA stops running shows.
So did Chikara stop running shows?
Yeah, they say like someone, I don't know the deal, but yeah, they're not running shows right now.
Or like they could do like no more eye pay-per-views or any pay-per-views at all. Just say, just cause
I honestly
right.
do think that those four pay-per-views really hurt. Like 12 was too many, like, you don't want to keep buying them, but the show never leads anywhere now. It's like, at least when there's a pay-per-view every month, like, the show would be built to building up to, like, this one pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But now it's just, like, this ongoing thing. It's like, you don't even really need to watch it.
I thought it was kind of cool how they had the Destination X free on TV. I think it'd be neat if they had more nights like that.
Yeah, they could build up to a big event. But you need to build up to something. You can't just have an ongoing show that just runs every week that has no, like... There has to be some type of, like, big deal.
Mm.
Wrestling needs to build up to a big deal.
Most definitely.
Without that, it just seems like, just a bunch of matches.
Yeah. It needs to have a point. Are you digging the main event Mafia going after Aces and Eights? Does that seem good to you at all?
Oh, yeah. Who wanted to see main event Mafia back?
I don't know. Are you digging Rampage that? Jackson in it?
Oh, he's all right.
I think he could probably do a pretty good promo, and they don't even hand him the mic.
Well, I like Magnus, but like he's not. If there was just this group, a new group, like a new babyface group, and he's in it, that'd be fine. But it's called the Main Event Mafia because they're all like supposedly old main event guy, like, you know, former world champ. Why would he be in it? The hell has he done?
Yeah, that's very true. I don't think he's ever been in a main event.
I don't think so. He's good. I do think he's very talented.
Yeah. Most def.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the song's pretty killer, though. It's like, doom, 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 Married to Baron Mafia. I was talking about that last week. It's pretty terrible. Pretty catchy tune. Jimmy Jam, anything else on your mind? That's you, Jimmy Jam.
I'm still here. I get an idea that what Impact should do the week before Bound for Glory.
What's that?
They should have a little Bound for Glory special to get the fans pumped up for the pay-per-view.
Yeah, there you go. Do you like Bound for Glory?
Yes, I do.
I do too.
I sure as hell don't.
What?
Luigi, you don't interest because you don't like when Jeff does that song.
That one, yes. That's right, Jimmy Jam. I hate this song.
Can you even hear it? This here is my story.
Loud
was
and
it
clear.
Audible?
No, I can't hear it. No point in playing it.
Here in the chat room, the reason I tune into this show every week is to hear this song.
Nah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. It's chat room, I'm losing faith in you. Losing faith in you. But Jack...
Whereas that song was catchy.
No, it wasn't.
Damn! I love this song.
It's no Main Event Mafia. But,
No, it's much better.
Do you realize that Magnus has 24 points in the Bound for Glory series?
I'll be honest, I haven't watched Impact for a while.
Did you even see the women's match, or did you not care to see it?
I heard it was good.
I figured you'd want to debate that and you know, at least try to watch that, but I understand. I can't blame you.
I heard it was very good. I was trying to pretend I saw this stuff, but I didn't see. I didn't even see the Bully Ray lose the title.
Damn. Oh well.
Chris Sabin. I don't want to watch a show with Chris Sabin as champion.
Well, you're going to have to if you watch TNA Impact. Now I've been watching it a little bit recently, so I'm doing better. I guess that makes me doing better. I mean,
you're back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
Sure?
All right. I'm here.
Never get sick of the Bound for Glory song.
I think I'm pretty sick of it at this point.
Golgo 13, the greatest moment of my life is listening to Bound for Glory.
Terribles.
Yep.
It's just terribles.
Ultimate beef. This is a song I play when I'm banging the MILFs.
All right, that makes me laugh. All righty, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worn out. I got to get to bed so I can go to the doctor's.
All right.
Jack, I hope you have fun at the NWA Legends Fan Fest. Well, the Fan Fest. What are they calling it this year?
Mid-Atlantic Memories. But yes.
Mid-Atlantic Memories. Excuse me. I apologize.
It's fine.
Hope you have a good time. I guess we won't have a show because the president will be with you down there.
Well, it's not till Thursday, but I'm flying out Wednesday night, so I don't want to, early Thursday. So I don't know what his schedule is. So maybe
I'll have to check with the prez, but
yeah.
You know, and, who knows?
The following week, I might actually be in New York, so I don't know. It's not a positive.
You just hate me now, don't you? You just like anything to avoid the injury.
No, I might be going to New York. Yes, I'm driving to New York with Annabelle for a few days to avoid you.
It's just like anything to get away from him. It's just like...
There's no other reason to go.
It all revolves around me. It's like the Facebook shouldn't spoil my wrestling. All you do is try to avoid me.
Intra keeps cutting out.
Oh well, it's no biggie. It'll all sound perfect in the archive. Jack, if you can hear me, I'll see you when I see you. Take care, my man. You there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But anyhow, let's just finish up the show, I guess.
All right.
But, you know. I mean, we'll figure something out.
Yeah. Now, can I play a song to close out the show?
Oh, God, Lord. What do you want to play? You've already serenaded me once. I mean, seriously, if you play that goddamn song again, I'm really going to be pissed. Your synthesizer work there, though.
Incher likes the blue cage, and Jack likes the mesh.
Hence,
a debate has raged on about which is best. I guess there is no way of knowing. Oh, wait, there is.
I like your pansy voice.
It's a final cage down.
You really belted that too now. You're like, it's the final cage down.
Cage down. The real cage was for men. Flair, Harley, and the Horsemen for to do battle to the end in bloody games of war. Yeah. Big Blue met a quick demise for looking childish and lame. So lame. Mesh reigned supreme in
our song goes
lives.
Wrong.
It's the final cage down.
It was a pretty good tune up until then.
The final cage down.
I mean, this guy sings like he's got something shoved up his ass. I mean, what does he know about where real men do battle? All lies. Lies, Jack.
Watch out! Whoa, it's the final game now! The final cage down.
Well, that was a proper waste of my, like, 6 minutes of my life. Can I go to bed now?
I like that the song just never ends.
I figured you'd like that. Good lord, when's it gonna stop? Alrighty, Jack. It's been fun. Hopefully, they'll have another.
I didn't have a smile on your face.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Let's pray they have another Ask Dixie segment.
Yes, I hope so. Well, it was good talking to you, Incher.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you in a month or so.
I'll keep you updated at the fan fest. I'll send you texts.
Send me a postcard or write me a letter.
I'll send a text to you. Is that cool? I'll call you up. You know what we'll do? We'll get all the gang together and we'll give Intra a call.
Alrighty. I'll be looking forward to that call. Alrighty, everybody. Have fun at the FanFest. Sorry once again I cannot attend, but I really wish I was there. But anyhow, Jackie Jones, let's get out of here.
I love you, man.
Love you, too. Talk to you later.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris, part of America's Most Wanted, and 1F of the NWA Tag Team Champions of the World, telling you to go to InYourHeadOnline.com. And if you don't like it, sorry about your damn luck.